Well, let's start by explaining maybe the most interesting part of this anatomy, and that is the vagina. So here we see the vagina in real life, and we have the labia major, and then we have the labia minor here. Okay. You have the vaginal opening here, and this is the perineum. It's the place between the anus and the vagina.
You fucking asshole.
You little monkey.
You bastard.
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
We are hot!
You heard about what's going on in there?
Okay, fuck it!
Heard a lot of bullshit talk, I know that much. This isn't bullshit, my friend.
Do you know something?
Don't listen to me.
What do you know?
Maybe I do and maybe I don't. What I say is they got no business negotiating. I'm going to be going back in there with a bullet for everybody in the yard.
Oh, is that right?
We do it now, we do it later. Later ain't going to be no use. Am I right, Al?
Now, wait a minute, Frank. Got a lot of angry guys in there. Black Muslims, Panthers, young lords. Besides your average anti-social.
So we got to go in, right? Clean their clocks.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Hey guys, what's up? It's Carlito. Host of Madhouse Live Radio, whatever it is. With me here is Milkman. Milkman.
Oh, it's the body. Okay, we're so happy to hear your spirit tunes again, my friend. Welcome
Milkman.
Back, brother. How have you been?
Good. Where are you going? You're headed to buy some gasoline, some fuel machine.
Right, dude, I'm getting GDP, a whole tank full of GDP, 1 ounce, and it'll be available for everyone in the whole room, man, 1 whole ounce. So
wow.
Make sure you stop by for this action-packed episode that the Air Monito has so carefully planned for you folks.
Thank you. Also, Big Tuck is here. Long time no talk, Tuck.
Hey, a long time to touch the long Tuck.
I'm happy to touch you, Tuck. I haven't touched you and hugged you in a long time.
The Tuck has not been touched in quite a long time.
Poor Tuck. Oh,
it's quite a long time since the Tuck has been touched by many a Madhouse listener and viewer and whatnot and so on. And Tuck apologizes for that.
Tuck, for a while there was a time when Tuck had so many Madhouse groupies left and right.
I really ended up down and had to just run away from everybody and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for real, Tuck was like every city we toured in.
Stop touching me.
Every city we toured in, Tuck was with another lady. Like, hey. Tuck has like 20 Madhouse groupie babies out there. Tuck, I gotta apologize.
You're a love child.
Tuck, have you ever got any slack for a prank call that someone else might have done and said they were you?
No. should I be worried about such a possibility out there in the ether of the universe?
Sometimes, maybe.
All right, this strawberry cough is for you.
There's something wrong with this cigarette I'm smoking. Jesus Christ.
That's what I know, man. It's left-handed, dude. You don't use your right hand on it, man. I'm trying to tell it.
I thought these cigarettes are moldy or green.
I tried to tell it.
They're dry. Hey, I just want to prove this is our 9-year anniversary show. It is not a Thursday, but it is the anniversary day for me. It's July 16th, 2014 on a Wednesday. This is not recorded. We are live. And I'm Carlito, the host. As I said before, Milkman has been my number two co-host ever since the second episode. And he was really involved with the first one, really. Is here. A lot of you have been asking, where has he been? He's just fine. Sexual reassignment surgery going great.
Hi!
And then Big Tug is here with us. He was a longtime contributor to Madhouse and a second chair cedar warmer upper and
foreign correspondent.
Yeah, what are you foreign correspondent? What are you up to lately on your plantation over there? Are you still doing the comic books?
Comic books. Yeah, there is a number three coming out of the Henry and Hell series, and that sort of like gets a rounded up and then finished off. And yeah, lately I'm just working on more personal projects.
Okay.
Got a book in the works, and freshen up on my photography skills.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of stuff on Facebook. Really good pics of dogs and hitchhikers and stuff like that. I like it. It's really nice. Yeah. Tuck, Tuck's been traveling the United States, Milkman. He stays at YMCA shelters and just takes pictures of the guys there in every city he stops at.
Very friendly man.
I wondered about that because I know there's a bunch of excellent photography and a thumbs up here. You've done a great job, Tuck. I like your pictures, man. And just make sure you bring along a couple of extra shorts. You never know. You know what I'm saying, man, my friend?
Hey, let's see if Tony Roma's is open. We'll ask them about them ribs.
What ribs are those?
Oh, they got these shitty ribs over there that they think they're so good. Tony Roma's.
This is a rib show?
A rib show? No, this is a restaurant I'm calling.
Oh, well, I mean, you should wear a shirt if it's a rib show.
Oh yeah,
hey,
rib
skinny
show.
Skinny boy.
I'd go for a rib show. Where the girls make the ribs disappear.
What's up, skinny boy?
You want a rib show?
Can I help you?
Hey, do the girls do rib shows over there?
Sorry, what's that?
Do the girls do rib shows?
What girls?
Do the girls that work there? Does Tony have them do rib shows?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No, but we don't do it.
It's when a girl makes the rib disappear, you know?
Yeah, no.
Just the rib bone, though, not the whole thing with the sauce and everything. Yeah, you know the saying that you got to taste the barbecue sauce before you eat the chicken?
No.
That's the saying that means that you need to finger a girl and taste your fingers and smell it before you start going down on her. Just to make sure she's not funky, you know? It's true, though. You guys should do that. Milkman has dropped. He's driving. He's going to the store. I think he's going to the dispensary. Tuck.
I hope he didn't break when he dropped.
Tuck, you're a big legalization guy. Any excitement with the whole new legalization movement?
Tennessee can now grow hemp. Industrial hemp.
Industrial hemp.
Yes.
Tuck, be honest. That's just a cover you guys have, right?
Excuse me, I didn't hear you two.
That's just a cover you guys have for growing weed, right? The whole hemp thing?
You know, I think maybe this is going to be a problem if they don't add medical marijuana to the state as well. Then, yeah, because, hey, because the helicopter is coming over all the time and everywhere.
Milk, we got
70s,
we got Milkman back.
When the hippies would grow the in the fields, they would have like peas or something or corn, but like in every other row in the middle, it would be rows of pot.
Okay, well, growing
the camouflage.
The growing is big in Tennessee and Kentucky, isn't it? Isn't that? That's what I understand.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't it like the biggest cash
has
crop?
Been, you know.
Wow.
Has been in the past. I don't know about these days. It's all Northern California and Mexico and all that.
There's some shit weed in Mexico. Milkman's back on. Speaking of weed, how you doing, Milkman?
I keep dropping out, my friend, but no, I'm doing good here. Well, I just had that nice hit of strawberry cough shatter there a few minutes ago. I want to make sure that you guys did not miss.
You're mobile, milkman. That's why. So what? You're at the dispensary,
milkman? Y'all are including that. Happy 420.
Oh, you're at the dispensary? Is that where you are for real? Or what are you doing? No,
I'm just leaving, man. That's what I was telling you. The strawberry cough shatter came in handy.
It's one of those big old industrial vaporizers that got on those illegal marijuana cities. Marijuana parlors.
Yeah. Are they battery powered? Yeah. Or you can't do battery powered, right? You got to do like a plug-in kind?
Probably, yeah. Get all green and earthy, battery power, solar power.
Well, it takes a lot of juice, right?
Yes. No.
Power, I mean.
No. Actually, it doesn't. No.
Okay.
You can get vaporized in these little pins they have now.
Like
the little e-pins, vape pins, too.
Oh, okay. So you're making the same stuff out of what the cigarette people are doing, the nicotine.
It's
crowd.
The same process, I believe, I don't know the science behind it, but it basically, That's about as far as,
held. Science, man. Science. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Here's a Park View Inn. This sounds very budget.
Sciencey?
Very budgety.
No, that doesn't sound science.
No,
budgety.
It doesn't.
Not science at all. Budgety.
Yeah.
Plastic, everything. TV dinners.
Milkman, what's the minimum you'll pay for a room where until you think it's probably bad? $43, I'd say. When it might be a bad area.
Oh yeah, $43. It gives it's got cut carcasses and the crack guy next door.
Oh, I put that in the wrong one. Cockroaches, bed bugs for sure, right?
Yeah.
Crackheads.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Prostitute machines.
At all. Either.
Thank you for calling the Park View Inn. This is Ariel speaking. How may I help you today?
Hi, Ariel. That's like the prostitute in that movie. Had that name. You know,
which movie?
The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Yeah. You know the one I'm talking about?
The Little Mermaid, yes.
Not the adult version of it?
No.
Yeah, there's an actual adult version of it that Vivid made. It's like the adult...
I was not aware.
The adult version of Little Mermaid, she's like a prostitute in Anaheim. And her name's Ariel. And she works the streets. And then in the story, she stays at this hotel here. Because you guys are across from Disney, right? Just about?
Yes, we would be across the street from Disney.
Yeah. Yeah, she works at the Coldstream Stone Creamery, and on her nights off, she is a prostitute, working off the Disneyland employees and the Disneyland guests, visitors. And then she stays at Park View Inn. Hello?
Who is this?
Maximilian. Yes. Maximilian. Everyone calls me Max.
Max.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can help you with today, Max?
Yeah, can I get the room, the specific room that she always talks about in the stories?
I wouldn't know which room that would be.
Yeah, I think it's like 112.
For how many nights?
I just need one night. I just need like 2 hours, to be honest with you. Because I'm just going to go in there to masturbate and use the toilet and then leave. Max.
Who is it really?
Max. My name is Max Fabron. I'm a guest here.
No, you're not a guest.
Not here. I'm at the Best Western. I'm staying with my family, but I want to come masturbate in that room. You make some money on the side. Let me in, right? Let me in to masturbate. Nothing wrong with that. I gotta get some.
If I can masturbate to Snow White, publicly, it'd be awesome.
I'd go out, all out masturbate on the Little Mermaid ride from my Disney. That's the way to do
Mermaid
it.
Ride.
Get on the ride, be like, oh yeah. And I use the vape pen like Milkman does.
So happy.
With the vape pen in my mouth.
the fountains that they go up, you know, the riders' little fountains.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
You, that's where you want to time it for when you get there.
Yeah. Wow.
That part of it.
It's like I'm a fountain, man. Oh, I missed this shit. I haven't hooked up in so long, us three of us.
We're calling PF Chang's China Bistro at Anaheim. To place a takeout order, please press 1. For reservations and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Good evening. Thank you for calling.
Hey, sexy. How are you?
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You sound pretty hot today. Your connection's really bad. Why?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you, but it sounds really bad. You know?
Sorry. How may I help you today?
I'm just trying to figure out where that's coming from, that noise.
What noise?
Just like a bad noise. It sounds bad. You know what I hear?
Huh?
Oh, fuck you. I don't know where it's coming from. It was a connection. That was a weird connection.
That went nowhere,
It was like... I don't know if you guys could hear it. Let me check a setting here real quick before we do any more pranks. Milkman, what are you doing now?
I have a little feedback on my end myself. That might just be me hearing it.
What are you hearing? An echo?
I'm just hearing me faintly, you know, like 2 seconds later.
That might be you. Oh, shit, really?
But that might just be me. And there's nothing I'm worried about.
All right. Well, I'm working on it.
I don't know what they're hearing now.
Just a moment, please.
I don't know if anyone's even hearing this.
This is awful. Pardon me. Here's Gandhi Place. Just ask for Banchu. That's always a fun thing to do. Milkman, are you here still? Did you get muted or did you drop?
Oh, I don't know. I've been talking to myself here, and I don't know if I got it on or not. Can you hear me?
Now I hear you.
No, we hear you.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's all right. You just missed about like 3 minutes of silly comments anyway.
Oh, what the
fuck? I said the music sounded very good, and I hear you quite clearly.
No. When are you going to be home?
Home now.
Okay, good. Probably hear you better then, because you won't be. You'll be static.
That's why I'm timing in much.
You little bastard. You son of a bitch. Get back in your little hole, Milkman. Your little hole. Yeah. No answer there. All right. Well, the reason I was asking that, Mr. Tuck.
I do like the audio quality, man. I do like the audio quality. You get the phone calls. They are above excellent.
Good. I've worked a lot to perfect that in the last few weeks. Thank you, sir.
I believe it's an impressive.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it, sir. Hey, the reason I was asking you talk about this issue regarding your name coming up prank calls, maybe sometimes as a joke I do maybe say I'm Mike Tucker.
That's just your name? That's just the name you use, or do you go more into...
No. I just... All I say is, like, I'm Mike Tucker. That's it.
Use as his name.
Yeah, or I'll say KDK. I'll say I'm KDK from KDK.
Oh, okay.
Prank
yeah. Oh, you've been doing that forever.
Yeah. But I also do Mike Tucker.
You've been making him big, huh?
Oh yeah.
Is he around?
Describe around.
Is he still a face in the prank call weekly podcast universe?
I guess you could say that. He shows up Saturdays and drinks. Whoa, milkman.
Whoa, hey.
You sound like you're in a grocery bag. Milkman's walking and it's like, you hear him? All right, here, Tuck, listen, this is a prayer for Carlito, and in here you're implicated in a prank call.
You know what, dude, you need to find Jesus in your heart because you seem to be somebody who is trying to play a prank and you're being very mean about it.
Or does Jesus,
but I want you to know something, that Jesus Christ does love you, and he would like to get into your heart and to save you and to keep you from living a life that will take you directly to hell.
Okay.
A question I would ask you is this. Do you know, for a matter of fact, absolutely, if you died today, would you go to heaven or hell?
To heaven.
You're sure about this?
100%. I ran a test and everything, yeah.
You did. Well, yeah. It sounds to me like you're just trying to have fun with me, and I can understand that.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that right now I would like to pray with you and pray for you.
All right, let's play.
Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I ask that you would convict the heart of this young man, Lord. He is trying to do something that he thinks is funny, but what he's doing is putting a bad blot on his name and not on God's name. Jesus, you died for his sins. You rose again to give him the right to reach out and find Jesus Christ and to find salvation. But God, we ask you right now, Lord, that you would break his heart, Lord. Let it open up so that he can truly see what he is and what he needs to be, and that he's lost and dying and going to hell without you. And God, we ask that you would reach into his heart and make everything that he sees and does and touches, Lord, let it be unsatisfying to him until he reaches out for you, Jesus. And we'll praise you for it in your precious name, Lord. Amen. Now, I don't know who you are, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to tell me.
I'm Katie.
But you have a good day, and we'll talk to
Mike Tucker
in heaven, okay?
My name is Mike.
Have a good day now. Bye-bye.
My name is Mike Tucker.
See? My name is Mike Tucker. Ha, 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 ha. You get it?
He got me. So you are a false prophet.
You have a false prophet.
I don't care who we call it, yeah.
That's what he would say. You're a false prophet.
You know, it's whatever you believe, right?
I guess.
It's whatever you want it to be. It's your life.
Yeah. All right. Here's a place called The Empty Grave. Let's see if they're open. I have no idea what they are. I think they're a bar called The Empty Grave.
Yeah, they're a bar.
That makes sense.
Or a tap parlor.
Either or. Hello, you've reached the Empty Grave Haunted Attraction. We are currently closed for the 2013 season, reopening in October of 2014.
Oh, huh? They only open for Thanksgiving, for Halloween. A haunted attraction. Well, I guess that's the third option.
Huh? So it is Disney World.
Yeah, this is the Disney area, yes.
Yeah.
These are the moochers off of Disneyland property.
Oh, like the Disney District area?
People. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like the restaurant with the volcano on top of it?
Yeah, this doesn't exist in Disney World in Orlando as much because Disney bought like a whole city-sized plot and put Disney World in the middle of it, so everything around is Disney-owned, so they control it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's still areas like this in Orlando, but they're further away. They don't do the kind of business that these guys do. Tangerine Grill and Patio? I don't know about that. All right, cool. They have a patio. That gives me an idea. We'll call about marijuana smoking.
Can't have enough cheaply made Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck first.
Yeah. Remember when Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse were getting the fights and Donald Duck was all jealous like a pussy all the time?
Yeah. Grumpy.
Yeah, he was a real bitch sometimes. Hello?
Hello, this is Sandy from Room Service. How can I help you?
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing, Gonzalez?
I am not Gonzalez.
Oh, what's your name? Lopez?
Who's calling, please?
Matthias. My name's Matthias.
Okay, so what is this call all about?
Because I'm making an order for one food.
Sure, absolutely.
I'm going to eat it in the patio. I'm going to have my medication with me.
Okay, sure. You want to order something to go, but you want to eat it at the restaurant? That is
outside with the animals.
Okay, you want to order now, or you want to come and sit down, or what would you like to do? I'm sorry.
I'm going to come and use your toilet, and I'm going to eat somewhere else. Can I eat in the toilet?
Let me put you with the manager. Give me one second.
Okay, stupid. This is taking too long. And they hung up anyway. Fucking hanging up, motherfuckers. Well, this is starting out to be great. Call him back. Complain.
Thank you for calling Tangerine
Girl. Yeah, The guy hang up the phone. Why?
Hello?
Why the guy hang up phone?
I'm not sure.
Well, ask him why.
Which guy, sir?
Some stupid monkey to answer the phone.
Okay, I do apologize. If you can get me his name, then I can help you there. But,
I don't remember the guy who would just answer the phone before. Who else answering the phone?
We do have two servers and a bartender and also managers.
Well, he said he was transferring to a manager and then he hung up like a stupid.
Okay, where can I transfer you?
Get the two servers there. I want the two servers to be there with you right now so we can figure it out.
Can you please lower your voice, sir? Can I help you? Okay, if you're going to mess around like that, sir, I really appreciate it if you don't, but if you're not going to need assistance, then I'm going to have to hang up.
Listen, Maria, get the two other guys over there.
Maria, my name is Maria, sir.
Okay, whatever it is. What is it?
So what can I help you
with? You don't even give me your stupid name, you know? I asked him his name anyway.
Excuse me?
No, I called your name stupid.
No, yeah, so basically you're calling me stupid,
no.
Sir. So if you don't need assistance, then please don't call back,
no.
Okay?
No, alright, you're stupid.
Thank
okay,
you.
You're stupid. Might as well say I'm stupid if she's going to about to hang up on me, right? Fucking asshole. Anyway, Milkman, are you home yet? No? Tucker, are you there still?
I'm here still. I'm here. Hey, guys, I'm here. Look at me.
Good.
Remember me? I'm here.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm paying attention. I'm just looking for numbers.
Let's go out and dig your old school music band.
Yeah. Remember you sent me those Spider-Man cartoon songs? I used to love playing those, too. I should have played those
today.
Man, I'll cue those up after I take a break. Yeah, I don't know how long you can stay.
They were like classic canned music or just whatever.
Yeah.
And in the 60s and 70s, you would hear these a lot in things.
They were public domain
at the time, you know?
Yeah.
John Hawkshaw and a couple guys like that.
Yeah. So next year we got to do something really big for our anniversary. I saw you. really wanted Milkman to be here so we could talk about this, but I guess he's still working on his shit.
He's got shit to work on, man. You know, hey, you know?
Well, he's working on getting his Skype situated, you know? I suppose. So I'll call an IHOP in the meantime. This is a new thing I do, Tuck, where I ask for eggs cooked with heat. Yeah. Yep. Oh, we can ask for Happy Meat too, Tuck. Remember that?
Oh.
Good time. This fucking laptop of mine. Oh God, it's got like a bad wire.
That's what I'm hearing.
And the screen. I gotta keep tapping the screen to keep it from going dark.
Thank you for calling IHOP Anaheim. This is Stacy.
Hey.
How many?
Hey, is this phone on in the toilet? I hear an echo.
Okay, hello.
Are you in the toilet? I hear an echo. Where are you call? Am I? Where are you answering from?
Who is this?
Oh, my name is Matthias. I wanted to make an order, but it sounds like you're in the toilet right now in the bathroom.
No. There's okay. No. Yeah. So can you hold, please?
Not really.
Well, I have a customer right here that needs my help right now.
Oh, you could take my order real quick, though, right? Yeah, I guess so.
He doesn't want your patronage, apparently. Yeah. So, hang on, you got to get in her face.
Yeah. Fuck no, I won't wait in line.
She wasn't too anxious to give you service.
You're going to be someone who's not going to know what...
Ew, but can you imagine she's in
the... if you're like a prank caller or a killer marketer or a...
I don't know. A gangster. A sexual pervert, right?
Thank goodness they're not here with us.
I could be a sexual deviant.
You could.
Milkman, what, you drinking scotch over there, buddy? Sounds like you're drinking scotch. Milkman.
Oh, can you hear me? I didn't know if you could hear me.
Now we can finally, yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry. No scotch, just strawberry. We got strawberry cough shatter here, GDP. And another nice little goodie here is mango kush. This is pretty good here, Hermano.
How much did you spend for all those? $90?
Let's see. 60, almost $70, about 69 and change.
And it'll last you how long? A week?
More than that. It'll last me about 2 weeks.
No, that's not bad. That's
Man. The potency is good, and I don't need a lot, and just to stay medicated, and I'm okay. And price is right, so it's just perfect, dude. You know, you don't have to overdo it. I suppose you could sit there and smoke it all up in one night, but. I don't really do it to do that. I just like for the medication purposes, man. Mostly just keep my
medication.
Asthma in control.
Yeah, wink, wink. I got you.
You just want to take
and my weight in control, too, dude. You know, I'm still way down on my weight.
Because you smoke pot?
No, I'd never smoke pot. I quit that shit years ago. Why would I do that?
You're treating yourself with cannabis oil, cannabinol medication.
Yeah, cannabis oil is terrible, man. It'll make you lose weight. It'll, like, you know, help you cure your diabetes. It does all these terrible things that the government and everybody doesn't want us to know about. And, you know, it's a shame, man, that everybody doesn't know how bad it is for you. They're making sure that people find out one idiot at a time.
Thank God. Thank God for Nancy Reagan teaching
there
us.
There you go.
Taught me how bad it is for you.
Yeah. Who's the famous guy that has the oil from Canada? He's really, like, famous around the world. I'll tell you.
Burt Reynolds.
Rick Simpson. Darling,
how can I help you?
Rick,
yeah, hi.
That's it, Rick.
Yeah, this is Burt. My name is Burt Reynolds.
Yes, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm with Chevron Corporate Office.
Okay,
we need you to do a test of the generator. You just need to go over to where the breakers are, the power breakers are, and flip the switch for 5 seconds.
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
And what's your name again?
My name is Matthias.
Okay.
Okay, but everyone calls me Bert. My last name is Reynolds.
Okay.
So, Matthias Reynolds. Everyone calls me Bert.
RAM in the back?
Mm-hmm.
What breaker is that?
It's the main switch, the big main switch.
How can I know? Okay, we have panel P2A, panel P2C.
Mm-hmm. It should be the biggest one there. The biggest switch, the switch itself, that's the biggest.
So, and what is that switch for again?
It's going to turn on the generator, so it comes on for 5 seconds and goes off, just so we can test it here on the main computer machine.
One second, let me go get
the key. Okay. Yes, Cactus, I'm live.
Cactus, is that still a thing?
Yeah. This has got to go all the way to find a key. Nope.
Tell him to pull up a cactus and have a seat.
Here, have a seat here.
There you go.
Like the big round cactus, you know the one?
There you go.
Not the straight one that looks like a guy going high.
Well, the prong S-less one is more for the expert, you know.
Oh, they're an expert because they have a big tall cactus. Ooh.
Ooh. You got a big one. You got a big tall.
Hello?
Hi.
Okay, so I'm
uh-huh.
Let's see. Main hot water. I don't know which one you're talking
There's one
about.
Big one, honey. There's one big one. One big switch.
One big switch. So that should be in the back, right?
Yep. Do 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 do. Are you there?
Ring.
Ring a do do.
Ring.
Pull on the switch. You pull it down. Ignore the cactus and pull on the switch.
Good. What's happening now is get speed of what's happening here.
What?
Because I'm totally lost to what's going on.
Oh man, what's going on? The network is called Prank Call Nation. I don't know if you knew that.
Uh-oh.
It's an actual network. It's got.
He's going to take a switch to that, or pull the switch to the Prank Call Network?
Yeah, that's where the show broadcasts on. It's a conglomeration between me and Brad Carter and others.
Others, I think.
We got about
other cacti vegetable eyes.
Yeah, we got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got like 6, 7 hosts, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
And she's gonna put a plug in all of them.
Pretty much, yeah.
I will.
You should call everyone.
I don't think she'd be able to do it.
Be like TuckerMike.com. Yeah. Is that around anymore? TuckerMike.com?
You still got tug.com, right?
T-U-G. You gotta hang on to that one.
Let's do Facebook. Kids, let's do Facebook in the
either own it or you ain't.
What? Am I the owner? What? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. We're waiting. What are we waiting on again? What was going on, guys?
We're waiting on the lady to pull the switch and take the cactus out of her ass because we misguided her and told her that the cactus was not dangerous.
I hear people talking. It's take a long time, you know? This is a take.
Maybe the reverse redial around. Can we do that?
We have to bounce.
Call back while we're on hold and make sure she's still answering or she gave up or.
This take a long time.
Yeah, there's a lot of setup in these gags, huh?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, this take a long time.
Okay. I don't know which one it is. I don't want to press any button.
Oh, you can. Yeah, it's okay. I'm with the corporate office. Go ahead. Just do one at a time. I'll tell you when we get the right one.
But, okay, which one do you want me to do? P2A?
Yeah.
Because, okay, P2A.
Uh-huh.
So, okay.
Okay.
So, we are here. So, the biggest one is the last one, like, number 37, 39, 41.
Okay. Go ahead and switch
that.
Is
that the one?
Yeah, go ahead. That's it.
Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay, I did that one.
Okay, and all the other ones in there. Go ahead and turn them off.
All of them?
Yeah.
Both sides?
Yep.
What?
What happened?
The light went off.
Okay, yeah, just keep going. It'll come back on.
Is it back?
Okay. Yeah, you have to do them all and keep them all off.
Is that off? Oh.
Okay. Okay.
So, just the ones on my left-hand side.
Okay, and the other side? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you do the other side then?
Yeah, I'm looking for the flashlight because I'm not able to see now.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the other side.
Okay.
Okay. So, okay, they're already, all of them are off.
All of them are off?
Yes.
And the phone is still working. Good. Very good.
I know.
Okay. All right. We'll leave those off for about 30 minutes and then switch them back on. Half of them on. And then wait another 10 minutes and do the top ones down. And then in 22 minutes after that, do the bottom ones.
Okay. So, say that again, please.
Okay, in 30 minutes, do the left side. In 45 minutes, do the top ones only. And in 22 minutes, do the bottom ones. And then flush the toilet.
Okay.
Okay?
Got it.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Bye.
Bye.
2 hours and 2 minutes? Dude, I counted like 16 breakers at least. I was trying to keep count to click. There's probably at least 16, man.
Yeah.
And she said P2A2, dude. That's like pump number two.
That?
Like probably like bank A2. So like she even shut the fucking pumps off outside.
She's gonna keep the pumps off for like a long time probably.
Well, for fucking half hour, people are gonna be up there pounding on the fucking window any minute. I'd say another 3 minutes we'd have heard people outside. Hey!
I'll call back in a little bit.
Where's my gas?
I'll call back in a little bit. I'll call back in a little bit and complain. I'll just say, are you guys closed?
Thank them for doing that and let them know that everything worked out at corporate end. We wanted to make sure that we tell them that we appreciated their help.
Yeah, it was
a hospital.
No, it was a Chevron gas station.
How many pump orders? Probably like you already done swipe your car and got canceled on that. Like off.
Yeah.
Off.
Like in the middle of pumping.
I just hope you don't make these poor immigrants, you know, cut off something vital like, you know, the oil line or. You know, the sprinkler system. Or
yeah, no. It's just like if the power went off, or I guess just half went off.
The lights go off for a second.
Because the phones were still working. You'd expect the phones to be tied to IP.
They'll melt all the smokers' ice cream in the back.
Yeah.
From all those kids, the poor kids coming in the hot sun and smoking ice cream in the back. It's all melted because some immigrant started switching off switches because they don't know better when someone print calls them and do anything that strange on the phone says to them.
Yeah, and the beer's going to be warm, the ice cream's going to be melted. The soda machine's not going to be working. The Slurpee's going to be melted.
She's going to have some serious check spaces after all that if they figure out what happened.
Milkman, you like Del Taco? You ever been to Del Taco?
Del Taco's pretty good for cheap ass shit, yeah,
they got some interesting stuff on their menu compared to Taco Bell.
Wednesday was it Taco? Was it Taco Special on Wednesdays?
Oh yeah, Taco Wednesday. Hell yeah, man!
We don't have them up here in NorCal, not where I'm at, but they're really big in LA. And yeah, they're not too bad. They're okay for a cheap taco. You know, they're definitely better than Taco Bell. I mean, they're just a different form of taco.
Is there a time between Taco Day and Hump Day being Wednesday?
I think so. I think that makes sense. Yeah. It's a good point.
I know a lot of people cash in on that Taco Wednesday. It's like $1.99 or some shit.
So when's Banana Day? Boy. Banana Day's Wednesday too. I don't know if you knew that. It's also Tuna Day.
Yeah, I heard of that.
Margarine Day. Milk Day. Coconut Day.
Ooh, I like milk. Yeah. That's my day, man. Thursday.
Fur Burger Day.
Oh, hell yeah. Put me down for two. One on the right, one on the left.
Foot long Subway Sandwich Day.
I'll pass that and ride along to KDK.
All right. Here's your foot long.
It's strange that Ladies Night is Thursday.
Right? Yeah. That's why Madhouse is on Thursday.
Oh, yes, it's Ladies Night!
And the mood is right. Destination America. I wonder what that is. Sounds like that might be closed. Fuck them. Arizona Tile is going to be closed. Well, it's like 5-something. Let's see. Again, we're celebrating 9 years of Madhouse Radio today. Hence me doing an actual Madhouse show. As opposed to what I've been doing normally, which is just doing live prank calls.
We're happy to announce the opening of our new slab yard located at 700
East
Capella Avenue.
Fuck your slab yard.
One moment, please.
I've got a slab yard for you. And my pants.
Hello, and thank you for calling Arizona Tile. You have reached our general delivery mailbox. Please leave your...
Fuck a tile. Bagman. Think they're open? Probably not. But if they are, it's going to be funny. Here goes Bagman. Maybe we'll move on to Honolulu, and we can also call Puerto Rico or something. That'd be fun. Yeah.
There you go, Honoruru. Little Hawaiian campaign.
How long till you get home, dude? You've been on the road for like 2 hours. How long does it take you to get home?
Actually, I'm like about a block from the house now.
Jesus.
In California, here they drive really, really slow.
Well, dude, you don't believe the shit-ass traffic I had to go through, man. We got every idiot fucking East Bay area here.
And I'll get back to you.
Bagman's closed.
The Californians are too busy going. They just move too slow.
Yeah, and smoking pot in their cars like Milkman was just doing.
No, don't smoke pot in your car. Exactly. I would definitely agree with that. Never smoke pot in your car, man.
The pain of driving. The pain.
I need a medicate. Smoke pot in your bowl or your vaporizer. paper or your joint paper, but just don't smoke in your car, man.
Your Bible pages. The pain. Oh, God, the pain. I can't wait.
Unless your car happens to be a bong.
You're like, I hope there's bad traffic so I can treat my pain.
Yeah, man. I got the exhaust pumping right into the cabin.
Shit.
Burning on weed oil. That's what they ought to do, dude. You know, they've said that for a long time. Go fucking bio. Dude, as soon as they actually legalize it, they can take the oil and make fuel out of it. And this shit grows like crazy. Wow. That would be one of the easiest ways to solve the problem without even fracking.
Wow, man. And would it be like Up in Smoke where the car was made out of weed and you could smell the exhaust and get high?
Yeah, you could do that easily, yeah. Right? Because you can make, you know, all kinds of polymers and shit from the oils and stuff. But just the oil alone is an energy source.
Well, there's a scene in that where, like, the cop pulls over Cheech and Chong, and he gets out of off his bike and he's in the exhaust. Yes. He gets all stoned and just lets him go as long as they give him their hot dog.
Right.
he's like, hey man.
He's like, what do you want? The officer's like, hey, what do you want?
Can I get that hot dog? Like, yeah, sure, man. What's in it? Chong's like, sure, man. Yeah, man. Like, all right.
He said he keeps shaking his head. Remember, he said he keeps sniffing and he's shaking his head. Yeah. he's got the California Chips helmet on. That's the same shit they wear out here. The California Chips hats.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Taco Bell?
Yes.
It's a piece of shit. Del Taco's better. You know? I'm at Del Taco right now. It's way better.
I'm sorry?
I'm at Del Taco now. It's way better than this shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's good. It's better. It's more Mexican. Who's this? If you're Mexican, you work for Taco Bell, you're a race trader, eh?
Who's this?
Valente. Eddie Valente.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Are you Cholo? Are you Cholo?
No.
No? Where are you from? Where are you from, sexy?
What the?
Huh? Where are you from? Where are you from?
He felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, sexy Cholo.
You got me. Sexy Cholo. Are you sexy Cholo? I should call back. Let me call him back. Ask him if he's a sexy Cholo. Too late.
In about 5 minutes, maybe, man. I'll get go for it. Go for it.
Too late now. The fat is in the fire.
I think I can help you.
Yeah, are you sexy Cholo?
Who is this?
Are you a sexy Cholo?
This is Taco Bell. How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to talk to a sexy Cholo boy.
Yes, don't call again, okay?
Motherfucker.
Eddie Garcia. Yeah, don't call again.
Through work hours, dude, okay?
Yeah. We'll have to be close. All right, Buca de Beppo.
You Buca de Beppo.
Oh, you Buca de Beppo. Your face is a Buca de Beppo.
Thank you for calling Buca de Beppo in Anaheim. I'm not featuring any summer dishes. This is Alex.
Hey, my name is Sambo. I need to make reservations there for my family. You have family-style food there, right? Like, it's all family-style?
Yeah, we do.
So we sit together at the table and share off the same dishes and everything?
Yeah, a small feed's 2 to 3 and a large feed's 4 to 6.
All right, and we can get into fights, like, at the house that we do all the time? Because my dad flips... Oh, do the tables move? Because my dad flips over tables all the time when we get into a fight every time we all get together, and he usually flips over the table with the food on it. So are the tables stationary or do they move?
It depends on what kind.
Well, can you find out?
Okay, give me just one moment.
Don't take too long, okay? Because tonight's been happening too much and people take too long on the line. And we got to keep moving, you know?
Okay, give me just one moment.
Okay. So I got to tell her, we got to keep moving the show, you know?
Yeah,
we need a Texi Cholita. Texi Cholita.
You like how I told her that? We gotta keep moving. Come on.
El sexo de Cholita.
I got an average prank call handle
can't
time.
Around waiting on the flip switches.
Yeah, I know, right? We burned all our discretionary time on that one call.
No one wants to hear a 9th, 10th anniversary prank phone call show about someone taking 2 hours to learn how to flip a switch.
Right.
Because
she's, I don't know what switch and which switch and which box, and I see two boxes. Oh, God, everything. It says LPA 2 and 1, and I don't know, and I gotta get a key. Shut up and just do it. I gotta pee.
Well, it's fine, go pee.
I might have time.
Well, you better just get out the old bottle there, pee jug here, buddy.
Tuck,
you're on a call now. You're stuck.
Tuck, just to let you know, Mr. Nunu in the chat room says you're a wanker and a pillock.
Thank you, I think.
Nothing has changed.
Yep.
And he's still a homosexual.
He's still a homosexual with a speech impediment.
That's what he tells me every week. Every Thursday night.
Hi, Nunu. Hey, how you doing?
I'm Nunu. My only prank for soundboard because I have an impediment. I don't know. If that's
I don't
true.
Talk funny. This is normal.
That might be true. Hello.
How about you're an impediment?
Thank you for holding. You had a question about our tables.
Yeah, I want to make sure they're stationary because my father usually gets into a fight whenever the whole family gets together, and he always flips over a table when that happens.
Okay, well, we definitely don't want him getting into any fight here.
Yeah, well, just an argument, but then he flips over the table with all the food on it.
Yeah, we wouldn't really want that to happen.
I know.
At all.
So are the tables attached to the floor, or do they move?
No, they move, so...
Oh, shit. Fuck, damn it. All right,
bye.
Okay then. Well, geez, right. You have that language, I'll hang up on you. Fuck you too.
God damn.
He wasn't very cooperative. I got that.
There, you just had it there and you just dropped it. But no.
So sensitive. God. Excuse me.
I'm home now. Does this make any difference in the signal or not?
Yeah, you're way better now. Yeah, you're way better now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to fire up this big. What do we want? Your hit first. We want GDP, Mango Kush, Strawberry Cough, Shatter, or Platinum OG Hash. What's your pick?
In honor of my cat, Mango Kush.
All right. There you go. Mango Kush.
Oh, I knew you was going to say that because that's exactly what I was hoping you'd say. Cause Mango Kush, that is the best kitty.
And he's the best kitty. Yeah, that's right. Nice kitty.
Thank you, straight out cat.
Yeah, does he hang out outside?
Does he hang out outside
and mack it to the cat hose? He's like, hey, I'm cool cat.
If you've been taking pictures of your kitty, you've had some pretty good kitty pictures too.
Mm-hmm. Black and white. Yeah, buddy. Let me see where I'm at on my music.
I'm working on it.
Now, make sure next time to put on the two-legged kitty pictures. I see a lot of comments.
I know. But... We're working on that.
Show your titties. Show your titties.
Oh, my God. Show your titties. Show your titties. That's such an obscure Madhouse Rise of reference, but I love it. Show your titties.
Tug knows what's
is
going on,
like
man. He's been around a couple days or so. He's not a new Madhouser.
Yeah. Yeah, there probably is. He used to say that a lot. Show your titties, but it came from a phone call I had with Jonathan. I think once where I just said, "Show your titties, spring break."
I don't remember what it was exactly, but or what we were talking about, or it's just a strange little saying that just kind of like zapped in front of my brain because I was either drunk or high. And then I just kind of envisioned myself like as some like 1970s roadie or something from Elvis Famous or something. Rock and roll, show y'all titties. Rock and roll, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so here's how the rest of it happened. Now, okay, so we've heard 2/3 of the story. The other third of it was, at that time during the chat, Maven used to show up and show her titties and type pictures of them in the chat all the time.
Like
long
text,
time
like
ago.
And
this is exactly when all this came about. So subliminally, this all sunk in, and this is how it got started.
Ah.
I didn't know what they got what, but, I mean, it was all...
That is exactly the process. Yeah. So you told your side of it. Carlito told it, and that's the rest of it. It was started in the chat with Maven before part of the idea came from.
Yeah. Hey, guys, probably, yeah. I got to pee. I gotta pee. So we're gonna
play. Go pee. I said go
yeah.
pee.
Let me, well, let me go pee real quick.
Take the mic out of your hand first.
I'll be right back. Hang on.
Lord Jesus Christ, save me in heaven.
You know? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm, happy meat.
Happy meat?
He started laughing when he hit the mango.
You guys talking? Having a good time?
Laughing and talking.
Good, good. Milkman is having some mango.
I just passed the mango over to your buddy, and I ain't going to pass it to you.
Good. Just mixing my tree drink here.
Got the circle going around, 70s style, man.
We'll continue just a moment.
Get the high tongues out.
All right. I'm back.
Uncle Gold on cover.
Now, I do have a...
Do you still do the High Times cartoon, High Buds?
The High Buds?
Buds?
High Buds? Do you still do High Buds?
Do you still do High Buds cartoon? Because I don't know if you do or not. Because, like, if you do, I have to find this, get a subscription again.
I don't know what happened to Tuck.
He's probably got signal problems. So he'll be back.
Hey, what's happening? Did you ask me a question? What'd you say?
Yeah, about High Buds. Milkman's asking, what about High Buds? You're still working on it?
Nice comedy strip he had produced. Like, a lot of people don't remember. You know, long, long ago, Tuck has always been one of the artists for the original Madhouse from way back from And he had his own comic strip he made. It was pretty fucking funny. And I just asked him if it's still up and can I get a subscription to it again? High Buds.
HiBuddies.com, I believe, is still up and running. That's it. There's 100 there. Strips.
Okay.
I did a web series in like 2010, 2011. And yeah. That was fun and that was great. And that was a great experience. One of the main experiences being, there's a lot of work to do when you're doing a syndicated strip of any kind.
Regular strip?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, your hand had to get tired.
So, because I didn't fully outright own it, it just kind of lost the ability to do it because I don't feel me and the guy who employed me to do it were kind of on the same wavelength creatively.
Creative difference.
And business-wise, it just, you know, didn't do what, you know, we set out to do. And just felt a little...
It happens sometimes. You know.
We'll get back around to soft, it. But, I don't think it's going to come back.
Okay. Well, honestly.
Okay. I just thought I would ask you about that because I thought that was one of the funniest things you pulled off in a long time, man. I just didn't know whatever happened with that. Well, thanks for sharing that, man.
It really expounded my thing in that world. And just like these days, my brain isn't in that.
You still do classic radio shows anymore? You still have any of your radio shows? I remember, like, OTR. I got a hell of a collection, dude. And,
After the show, make sure I
get with you because I'm going to cut you in on my stash. I got all of CBS Radio Mystery Theater there ever was, plus some stuff that was, like, not released.
Maybe we should put up a stream and just play that shit somewhere. I don't know. And just
talk. Hey, whatever, dude. I thought I would just share my archive because there's about like 4,000 of these classic shows, dude, that were done. And I used to listen to them as a kid. And this is like what I had told you about my favorite. Well, since those years ago we talked about I've acquired all the recorded collection of it.
Oh, people talking about old scratchy things. Listen, there's some...
Do you have Phone Bones Follies?
No. This is CBS Radio Mystery Theater, so this is not near scratchy. This is pretty good quality. This would have been like 70s quality.
Yeah, exactly. Well, still, you know, these kids, anything that's like, you know, 20 years old is like, you know, the millennials, you know, they don't know anything.
Yeah, and they gotta know. Because remember when Swing came back? Remember when my generation brought Swing back and we're like dancing? Like the swing music.
About my generation. People
die. Like watching the classic movie channel. It's not a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, it's a bad movie. Older than me.
Thank you for calling our Chevron. This is Marlene. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I came by and the lights are off. Are you guys opening or what?
Yes, we're open. We're just resetting the breakers, but everything is okay.
Okay, is the gasoline working?
Yeah, everything is working just normal.
So when the lights coming back on then, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
When the lights coming back on then?
When the lights come back on.
Excuse me?
Wonder where you are. I put my hands out to look for you.
Excuse
in
me?
The dark.
Excuse me?
Excuse
I'm
me?
Stumbling over things. Oh, shit, that was my toe. Oh, darling. Please come
time
back.
Time warp.
To me.
I'm really there again.
Oh, shit. Good times. Accuse me. I love that. Accuse me. Well, my dad says accuse me. He says, accuse me? That's what my dad says. Accuse me?
Accuse me.
He said that so many times. Accuse me, Carlo? Accuse me? Like, he would find cigarettes in my bedroom. He would be like, accuse me?
It's like you're Ricky Ricardo. Explain, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Explain. I need you to explain something.
Explain.
No, it's just explain. Yeah. I need you to explain.
Explain.
I need you to explain. It's called donut sandwiches, man. I'd go for that right now. A donut sandwich.
Oh, shit.
Some Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese, man. Yeah.
And cream cheese.
No, Swiss cheese, man. And like some turkey.
Mashed potatoes?
No, bro, no.
Gravy on the side.
No.
Dip it in gravy.
No. You get dipped donuts in gravy? Gross.
Why? What are you
talking about? No, get out of here with that.
How about like chicken gravy?
Here's a place whose name when translated to English is tacos and octopus.
Oh, nice.
Taco is octopus. T-A-K-K-O.
Is it? All right. I'm trying.
Yes.
It's tacos with an apostrophe S and pupusas with an apostrophe S. They're all fucked up at this place. They're stupid.
Yeah. No, we got pupusas and that shit up here, too.
It's tacos.
Hey, tacos and pupusas, huh, honey, baby?
Hey, you know what? How about can we get an order maybe from a Turkish food? Would that be okay? Or no, okay?
What?
Yeah.
Before the night's over? Order Turkish food?
Oh, no, we can't do that, milkman. No.
No more Turkish food? Okay. No. Never mind.
Hey,
sorry.
Tacos,
moving right along.
Tacos y pupusas.
Yeah, hello.
That sounds good.
Hey, I got Tuck's going to order
need
a Happy Meal.
Tacos. Hello? I don't need the tacos. I'm on the phone talking to the tacos. Because I need tacos.
Aww.
There's no matter what your tacos with the dog. He's talking to me. He's tell him I need tacos.
Tell him Marilyn. I'm trying her again. Tell him Marilyn.
Cute.
Good afternoon, tacos y pupusas.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Tuck's going to talk to you. Tuck.
I need tacos. I was talking to the man. So I need tacos. Lots and lots of tacos. I need tacos. Because I hear Taco has the best tacos. Do you hear me? I need 4 dozen tacos. Okay, hello? 4 tacos. What kind of beef do you need? No, 4 dozen tacos. Excuse me? And they have to be tacos.
Excuse me?
Yes, explain. We have 3 lines. I don't know who's talking. Listen to the voice instead of yourself. Yeah, I hear two voices different.
Yes. I want to silence your mind and listen to yourself.
and then you will know the answers to our questions. Are you with me?
Yeah, okay.
You can read in and out if you need to, but you don't really need to. But I was just, because the tacos is what we need. Well, we don't need, but we would like to have tacos for dinner. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Are you with me? Yes, yes. So that would be great. So 12 dozen of tacos.
Okay.
For our dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So, when can we get those tacos, that is, for our dinner?
She hung on that long to hang up there, really?
Wow.
Good work, Tuck.
She couldn't answer me.
I know, yeah. He's like, no, I hang up.
I set her up quick, huh?
Yeah. Sure did, man. No, I hang up now. All right, well. This is the time where I had a break planned, so I'm going to take the break. It'll be
a
short
break.
It'll be a short one because I just I took a break, but this is the mandatory break for our sponsors and affiliates.
Tacos.
So when we come back, we'll do more prank calls. We might move on from
there. Yeah, those queued up. Those two.
I do. Yeah, we're gonna be playing Milkman's music, motherfucker. Yeah. How did you make this? What did you use? iMac? What did you use, man?
All I like to do was just plug it into the amp and record it directly from the amplifier.
Wow, do you have like a keyboard? Do you wear like sunglasses inside? You're like, doo-doo-doo.
No, dude, man. I wear cheap sunglasses, man. I don't have no damn keyboard. Well, you think I got money, man? I play an axe, my
You
brother.
Get those free sunglass shades that they give you at the eye doctor?
The cheap sunglasses are the best. You know, like they fold out, they go over your ears, made out of cardboard, and they got little like film. They give them to you whenever you go get your eyes expanded at the doctor.
Yeah, I always take my Oakleys. I take my bright orange Oakleys. I'm like, fuck it, I don't care. I'm cool, man. I do. I had that surgery in my eye, and I had to bring sunglasses to wear, and I wore those, and they're all like, you look like everyone's talking about how cool your sunglasses are. And I'm like, yeah, they're like $180 Oakleys, but they're like super bright orange. And they said, we're used to old people coming out of here with like these big, you know, dorky eye sunglasses, and you come out like
Ray Charles ones.
These
the Ray
razors.
Charles style, man. Yeah. The great big ones.
Yeah, and I came out with like, you know, these fresh Oakleys, you know, all orange, fire red with the blades and all that, and Oakley on the side. They're like, oh, damn. What's up, player?
You know, we got to order a set. I'm going to have to find a set of those X-ray glasses that Doc Johnson used to sell back in the day, and all they were was just a pair of Agent X's that had X-rays, had like some swirls around them. Look through the hole.
Sounds good. All right, we got to take a break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
It ain't nothing but the bomb shit coming up slow. Yo, a little something for the player haters who think they got favor like now. Later they get pop, mop, drop.
Oh, this mango's for you, Mango.
It's too doggone late.
Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Yeah.
For the day I die, I'ma test the sky. Now let's take them high.
Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
Hello?
Yeah, hi, is that video what is it? Video equipment rental machines?
Yes.
Yeah, this is 24/7 support. I got a PTDX800UK machine, and I need support. Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody went at it with a baseball bat.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead and connect you over to somebody. You said, what was it again?
PTDX800UK projector machine.
Projector, okay. Let me
yeah, I got really mad and I took a baseball bat to it. So, and then this needs to get fixed because I got a presentation tomorrow. We got to get this going.
Okay, one second. It's Marcus.
Yeah, listen, I got the PX. Hello? I got the PTDX800UK projector machine for the television machine to show the video off to all these motherfuckers that are going to be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't get it to work, the VGA to work. It kept showing green, and I got so mad, I took a baseball bat to it, and I hit it a whole bunch of times. Because it was defective, yeah, I got mad. I got angry and mad at it because it was defective, and I broke it. I didn't break it, though. I tried to fix it with a baseball bat, I should say.
Well, that'll end up going to your insurance, then.
No, it won't, because it wasn't working before I started doing it. It doesn't matter, and ignorance is a law is no excuse.
Yeah, well.
No, listen, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, whatever, I got you. But in the meantime, we need to get this fixed, motherfucker.
Well, you don't need to swear at me.
God damn it. Excuse me? God damn it. He hung up. Yeah, I don't have to swear at him. Who's got the echo over there? Milkman? Milkman? Put your headphones in, Milkman.
Oh. I thought they were on. Sorry, dick.
You a masturbator?
No, I had it on mute, and as usual, these piece of shit androids, you can't always tell when the button's activated. I apologize, that was intentional. As usual, no man.
Especially when you got fat fingers like me and you do, you know? When you got fat fingers like me and you do.
Well, I am a guilty of masturbating.
Guilty of masturbating.
I got caught. I can't help it, man. I miss you, Maven.
Here's a place called Friar Tux. I think this is funny for Tuck to prank call.
Friar Tux!
It's a tuxedo shop.
Hey.
Tuck, you gotta do it. Friar
it's got
Tux.
A G in there for sure. Tuxedo.
Friar Tux.
Tuxedo. Gotcha.
Tuxedo.
You're calling Friar Tux Shop, and then my name's Javier. How can I help you?
Hello, Javier. How are you doing? Listen, I need something within the next 5 hours.
A tuxedo?
Is that possible?
It is possible. How soon can you come in? I close at 8 o'clock. So
20 minutes.
Yeah,
I think I can make it.
Yeah.
So you just measure me, or that tell you the measurements, or does it matter?
First you select your style, then we measure you,
okay.
And then we do the order. It takes about an hour for us to get the items ready.
So, and then we get right on, I can get right in the car to Vegas from there, right?
You could,
and it's not
good.
We can work that out because, we're doing this regardless. So what? Yeah, we're doing, you know, we're running away and getting married thing, right? So, what is it, just black or can I do white?
Does
the style give us a varies or what? What's going on?
You think I'm ready for
really
wedding? Black.
You can tell.
A black tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
So, normally it's a black tuxedo, and then the color, you could wear you know, a black tie. If you want to just look traditional with a black bow tie and a black vest, that looks nice always next to, you know, any dress that
she wants
wearing.
Red in it.
Red? You could do a red vest and a red tie, a bow tie or tie. That looks nice as
okay.
well.
Okay. All right. So she wants red, and the shirt, I think, has to be red. She wants, like, something about red bib. I don't know what that means, but red bib. So she says, red bib yourself. And so I'm saying maybe the vest or the shirt is red?
We have both options. So, you know, whatever you think looks nicer.
Okay. Do they have any ruffles? Like those big old...
Can I do those big old
ruffles? Like,
we have
like,
ruffles, but
like
they're not in red.
18th century, you know, oh, my big old Princey Poof running around the castle, that kind of ruffles, or, I really don't know. I haven't seen a tux in, like, years.
It's a nice ruffle shirt. It's a white shirt with black ruffles.
Okay. So is there, like, little prints in the ruffles? Like little...
Yes, correct.
Yeah, like black kind of little stars or like hats or something.
It's just the ruffles.
Okay, and you know, I'm my brain is churning at 300,000 miles a minute, and I'm probably making no sense to you right now. I'm on way over, and so I'm just thank you for just on the line with me and just talking with me as I calm my center myself down to do this crazy thing.
No worries. Yeah, just come stop by. We'll get something here for you.
I've never even told a girl up to this point that I loved her. Seriously.
Wow.
I've been running away from it for forever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well,
so it's like
it,
now. I have an opportunity to, you know, complete my... That sounds stupid, to complete my life, but it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, hey, yeah. It's, you know, you find the person, the right person. Some people that never find that person. And you know,
yeah, and you don't know that until it happens. You hear stuff like that, and you just kind of roll your eyes, and then very simple, basic things start making sense. And like, oh, this is the secret of life just right in front of you.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, hold on to it or, you know, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop by. We'll get you going and then we'll make sure you have something by tonight.
Okay. Do you know what she means by the whole red bib thing?
Red bib?
Bib. B-I-B. I don't know
bib. Either. Not 100% sure, but here, let me...
Okay, yeah.
Google it, maybe it's like...
Whatever she wants to do, yeah. That's what... Whatever she wants to do.
Bib, I think like a baby bib. Red bib.
Really? Whatever she wants to do. Okay, man.
More like the ruffle, maybe.
Yeah. Did like in the collar? I mean, not in the collar, but in the sleeve. Does it pop out?
This ruffle shirt, yes, you do.
Ruffly, sort of hanging out right at the end of the collar.
It's all throughout the middle, and the sleeves.
Okay. Kind of like I just kind of like those the way those look on the sleeves hanging off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, man. So how much? Or does it matter? Where's the cost base unit start at? With that.
The cost on the rentals would start off with the complete package at $99.95. That's going to be your coat, your pants, your shirt,
that's awesome.
Your vest, your tie, your studs, the cufflinks, and the shoes.
Okay, cool. I can walk with that. I was thinking, you know, crazy. Okay. Yeah, so,
Carlito, is there anything I'm forgetting?
No. Are the ruffles, can they be purple?
Well,
she
wants red.
Yeah,
like complete blood red.
But could we change that for purple? Do you think there's any room?
Specified blood red.
It's blood red. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe a purple head. A head.
Maybe purple head.
Purple hat. Hat.
Yeah.
Hat. Purple hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a purple head. Yeah. Like a purple erection.
Well, we'll get that eventually. Yeah. That's always been happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Maybe we can get some bruises on him. Do you guys have any costume makeup? We can put some bruises on him, on his face and his neck.
Ooh, she'd like that.
Yeah.
No, but there's a 99-cent store near to here, so you could always just stop by and get the makeup there.
Yeah, but we could, maybe you guys could help out, put like two little fang marks, like where he got bit on the neck with the dripping blood and everything. And we'll give him some, like...
I just show up on site like that in full regalia.
I mean, if you could convince my coworker, she's actually a makeup artist.
Mm.
So,
okay. If you could do his makeup like those vampire teenage movie, what's it called? You know what I'm talking about? Like that.
Twilight.
Yeah, yeah. You make him look like a Twilight. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead and come in. We'll talk a little more once you're here.
All right, motherfucker.
Yeah, okay. We definitely.
All right, motherfucker. You know, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a masturbation contest?
You know, you got seriously.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do a masturbation contest right now before we hang up?
You think that's appropriate?
It's not appropriate. That's what I'm asking.
No, of course it's not appropriate.
I mean, before we just get into it, I thought I'd ask first. That's why my...
You got to open yourself in the box, man. I've been in that box for forever, man. I'm breaking out of the box, dude.
Yeah. Come on, let's just leave it here. Leave something here on the line before we hang up and never cross paths again.
Yeah, right? Because it's a waste of time that we're doing this if we don't have a payoff.
All right, circle jerk. 3, 2, 1. I lost.
That's a pretty one shot. Here, North Star.
Satan has ejaculated.
When Luke is happy, under the floor, under the sea, under the sea.
There he goes, finally.
We seem to have lost the connection there, folks.
Satanic masturbation. Beautiful.
He was just like, okay, like, oh God, oh Jesus, I forgot how to do this.
God damn.
I lost.
Yeah, you lose. You always lose, Milkman. You always take too long. Because,
dude, I get too excited.
Because of your medication that you're on. It takes you a little longer, I know. And then you already masturbate a lot, so...
Well, come on, man. What do you expect? A little while ago, how do you think I got my mic button accidentally unplugged?
Oh, yeah. We're fapping. Fapping away.
Fapping, hermanito. I'm guilty. I love the madhouse.
Oh, hey, did either of you two hear this prank call I did during the World Cup, now that the World Cup is over? Did you guys hear it?
No.
Let me see if I can find it real quick. It's really funny. Milkman, you're going to love it. Tuck, you'll like it, too.
All right.
So while I find it here, I'll lay the case down. So during the World Cup, Greece played Costa Rica. I don't know if you remember, a few weeks ago. And they played to a tie, and it went into extra time, and they still were scoreless. And then after that, there was a shootout, and Greece lost to Costa Rica. Oh,
someone
shot
Greece?
Well, no, it was like not a shootout. Not like that. That's funny. A shootout. Pew, pew.
I was thinking Texas style. Texas. Woo!
No, not like that. There was a soccer shootout.
I know
shootout.
They get crazy out there, so I don't know.
Oh, man. Yeah, they do get crazy, though, those Greeks with that shit. I would have no idea what date that was. Soccer. Someone in the chat room, can you tell me what date that was? Please, what it was? That Greek one. I think it was early July, maybe July 1st. I think it's this one. I think it was on the 1st. Let's see. That's the one.
and I'm white.
Oh, yeah, you are?
I got a scan.
Yeah.
What was your name?
For information.
Might use it for other reasons. You can definitely come in. We'll help you.
This might not okay.
Be good. Come on, man. I got five.
Okay, I'm going to fuck them all in the ass.
Three. If you would like to leave a message.
I like listening to little bits of the show. This is scanning through really fast.
Well, not that that's a show. That's just me doing prank calls. Yeah, I'm remiss to figure out what date it was. Damn. You guys would have liked it too, motherfuckers.
You can't find your little clippy clip?
Well, you know what I can do? I can look up what date that match was. Greece.
Oh, there you go.
Costa Rica match. All right. Looks like it would have been the 28th or the 27th, so let me go back here and look. 28th, 27th, okay. Now we're getting warmer. Alright, here's one from the 27th. This might be it.
Hey, Ivano?
Yeah?
How would you get from Miami to,
Orlando?
Orlando, is that 95?
You got two options. You can take the Turnpike, which is faster but costs money because of the tolls, or you can take 95 up to Eustace and then take Colonial, take 50, State Road 50 east or west to get into Orlando.
So what would traffic be like about an hour ago? Not too bad, then, if you didn't use the Turnpike.
Not too bad. As long as it's not an accident, the Turnpike's pretty... pretty good. It's pretty, it moves pretty well. It moves better than 95 does.
Well, you need to take 95 if it's time of night about an hour ago, or what do you think?
No, I would take the Turnpike at this time of night. Yeah. Yeah, unless it's like okay. Unless it's like a holiday weekend or something like that, you're pretty good on the Turnpike as opposed to 95, because 95 goes through a lot of towns. And there's a lot of backups. It's a principal road through Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach.
How much was the toll? I forget. Was it like $6 or something? I was trying to remember because I had a friend that was just had messaged me. I was just thinking about that.
I don't know. I always took 95 because I was cheap. I took the Turnpike a few times, but I think it was like around $8 maybe one way from Miami.
Something like that. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No matter what, the traffic once you get into South Florida is going to be shit no matter where you are, to be honest with you. So. Anyway.
I was just thinking, coming out of Miami, what the traffic was. All right, man. Cool. Thank you, sir.
All right. Listen, hang on. Let me see if I can find this.
Long time Orlando native, folks.
Call back at 10 o'clock. Who's and ask
this sounds like it's all music, though. Pharmacist Inferior. I don't think it's this one.
That sounds like a damn.
Excuse me?
Why does it take so long to get a hold of you?
Because I'm the only operator, and I was backup cashiering.
What do you mean you were backup cashiering?
backup cashiering is when you have to go back up on the lane because there's too many people.
Oh, that's nice, honey. Is that why? That's why I had to sit here and hold and wait for so long. All right, so they're saying it was 2:15:30 on the 29th episode of June 29th. That's what they're saying in the chat. So that would be this file.
4420. Yeah. And you want to know how to make some cider? Apple?
No, actually, I'm from Costa Rica.
Yeah, here we are. Because now I'm hearing the game going on in the background. All right, so anyway, this Greek guy is going to get really pissed off because I'm calling him within 5 seconds of Greece getting the loss. I'm not going to spoil it. I'm just telling you.
Spoiling it.
Yeah. Just 5 seconds before this Greece just lost the World Cup, and I'm calling the owner of a Greek restaurant now to give him shit about it. Presumed to be the owner.
Okay.
All right.
High Central 1-0.
That's
when it mattered most.
And you know what? I fuck your mom.
Here we go. Come and play. Forget about
the movement. No. Greek Flame.
Yeah, you fuckers lost. You lost. You lose, motherfucker.
Let me tell you what.
Yeah.
Why don't you go and fuck yourself, okay?
Piece of shit, Greek. Piece of shit.
I'm a piece of shit.
motherfucker, fucking idiot.
You're Malacca.
If I have you in front of me, I'll show you who's Malacca.
Yeah.
Stupid idiot.
I fuck your mom.
Stupid idiot.
Yeah, piece of
okay?
shit.
Okay? You fucking stupid motherfucker. Malacca. That's what you are. And you know what? I fuck your mom, your dad, your whoever, your fucking family, motherfucker.
Fuck you. I'm Costa Rican and I'm better than you.
You know what? Fuck Costa Rica. All for Costa Rica. I will go fuck Costa Rica today. I'm gonna fuck two Costa Ricans today.
Fuck.
To show you who fuck who. Motherfucker, piece of shit.
Yeah, we fucked you. Yay.
You fucked you.
We fucked Greece. Costa
yeah,
Rica.
Yeah, you fucked yourself, you motherfucker.
We fucked
you. Got, you,
yes,
you.
I'm going to call the police.
Okay, hey, police is coming. Don't worry. Okay.
Oh.
Hey, what? Fuck you. Fuck you, your family, all Costa Rica, and plus all your fucking country, whatever you have left. Bitch.
I lose.
That's what you are, you fucking bitch.
You
okay?
Loser.
I'm a loser?
Yeah.
I'm a loser. I'm fucking loser. Not because I fuck you anytime I want, you're, bitch.
Yeah, but you still
okay?
suck at football.
You suck my dick.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Hang
on. Okay?
Pusties.
You understand that?
You pusties.
Yeah, pusty, put your my dick in your ass, you pusty.
Yeah, you want it because you're pusties.
Okay.
You
track the number? You track the number?
Listen.
Okay, we got the number. You know what? I'm gonna call the fucking cops, or I'm gonna call my friend Mafia, gonna come and kick your ass up there.
Yeah, fuck you.
Get you fucking pieces, bitch.
Fuck
I'm gonna cut you pieces from your dick up to your fucking head, because that's where you deserve to be. Wait. You have your balls? Wait.
Okay, come so I can fuck your friend. I'll fuck your friend
okay.
for you.
You fuck my friend? You
yeah.
a motherfucker piece of shit, lose no number,
have,
because if you don't lose the number,
have,
I'm gonna call my friends now. Fuck you.
I have bigger dick because I'm from Costa Rica. Yeah. Wow. He is very mad.
Ooh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Got your dick up to your balls.
From your dick up to your head.
Yeah. After your head.
They're gonna chop
oh
you
my
up
gosh,
in pieces.
This guy was a gem.
Yeah, he was. all because of soccer for his football. All because of that, he got all wound up like that. Shit.
Fuck you, Costa Rica.
You're a sinner, man.
You Malacca.
Throw all that crazy nonsense out of their head. They'd be better people. Feel better about it.
Well, all together combined between Mixler and Shoutcast, we have 162 people tuned in, listening. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Yay!
Listening. Splain. Listening. Splain.
Explain
us.
Explain why you listen. Yes, Request a Prank is down. And it won't be coming back because it was abused so much.
Oh,
Pauly
no.
Trends wants me to prove that, yes, we are on live.
The wrong
it is...
people, you let the wrong people in, and the
yeah.
wrong people will touch
all
it.
All
trouble.
All trouble. It's 9:22 p.m. Eastern, 6:22 p.m.
Pacific. I see
Pauly
Trends on my Facebook.
Pauly Trends, the code is 666. That is the number that you told me to prove myself that I am live. I am live.
Okay. Well... I know that he was on my Facebook, so I saw that.
How
that's definitely live, because I'm not talking about this ever on air.
People think because we're on and it's Tuck and Milkman and me, and I haven't done a show in forever, they think, oh, it must be another recorded show. Like, it must be
and
another.
Time warp! Time
show,
warp!
You say you're live?
Yeah, I guess. I do. It does say I'm live, but people, they don't believe. They don't believe in the prophet anymore, Tuck. You know?
Well, the prophet is whoever is speaking at them at any given moment.
Of course. The prophet is still here. The prophet is alive. And the prophet is... I'm going to keep doing shows, not regular anymore, like these full-blown production shows. I'm just going to be doing the Madhouse radio shows for special days like today, which is our 9th anniversary. You know, I'm sure Thanksgiving,
hey.
We can't miss Thanksgiving, and Christmas time we'll do a show.
Yeah.
You know, 420 maybe, Milkman's birthday. Milkman's birthday, Halloween, we'll do a show every year at that time, you know.
Yeah.
Other
oh,
than
hell.
That, you can still catch me if you pay attention to my Facebook or Twitter. You'll see when I'm doing a live show. Well, not a show, but I'm actually just going on and I'm doing prank calls for my podcast, which I'm going to keep going. But I'll do them live instead of just
ooh,
doing them on my own. I just basically
yeah, yeah.
flip a switch and broadcast it. And whatever's good is good. What's not is not. You know, but it's not going to be a show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I am retired still from doing this regular radio weekly show.
Are you retired?
Yes, I am. Done with it. I'm over
it. And how's the retirement going for you? Are you cashing in a check?
I'm getting in plenty of good time. I'm making good use out of my time, you know, and I got some projects going on. All right, the first project I got going on.
He gets a lot of royalties, Tuck, from the AT&T security services for every quarter that
he
put in on the calls, dude. You get like 1% of that back.
I do. Listen, I'm working on a book, actually, a prank call related book. That's gonna have Madhouse's story, and then a lot of the shit that I've talked about, some shit I haven't talked about. That'll be hopefully by my 10-year anniversary. I'm gonna be releasing that. Hopefully,
it's
the CD I never got. Anyway, man, let me know when that comes out.
Listen, don't bullshit me. I want by the 10th anniversary, I'm putting this mission on myself to release this book.
Well, then make sure you send me my fucking CD, finally.
No one cares. CDs are bullshit now. I'm not going to get into the whole printing.
Yeah.
The making the CDs and the printing the labels.
I'm talking about me. Okay, I'll just settle for the boob. How about that?
Okay. Well, I can't find those anymore. They don't sell them anymore.
All right. How about this? Forget it, man. It's done. It's still funny.
Milkman, I got you a headset, all right, for Christmas 2 years
ago. All right,
ago.
That counts.
I got
that
you counts. A pretty nice, expensive headset that you all said right. You actually told me today that you lost.
It was all of like 19, in fact, from Amazon. It is a fucking bomb-ass headset. I'm not belittling it. The guy is very cool and gracious.
It's more than 19 plus tax, motherfucker.
I couldn't get any help.
19 plus tax my ass, mother. I didn't spend 19 plus tax on you for a headset. You're real.
I don't know. I'm joking.
It was more than that. It was a Christmas gift, asshole. You're real.
I loved it. I'm telling you, I loved it, man. That's what they said. I told everybody, you're a gracious man. I mean, dude, I couldn't get on the air, and the guy sent me a fucking headset. I didn't have enough money for a headset. It was a bad week, a bad month, actually, and the guy helped me out. I just wanted to say thank you.
Yes, it was a nice
$100 with the goat stupid part.
Or spitting is a common side effect of speaking Klingon. Until you are used to it, keep a napkin or handkerchief nearby.
Cut the lights down real quick while the villain is getting ready. Come on.
Are you ready?
This is my brother. I love him.
Who are you? Darn it.
Pay attention.
For extra rec. Oh shit. What? Let me hear that beat. Thump. Stop it. I got this girl and she wants me to do the. I told her how to
do the. She said. Calling 24 Hour Fitness. With state of the art equipment, certified personal trainers, and more than 400 clubs open up to 24 hours, we're committed to helping you meet your goals on your time. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it now. For new membership information, press 1.
No.
For club address and directions,
no.
Press 2.
No.
For the club operating hours, press 3.
No.
For kids club hours, press 4.
No.
For group exercise information, press 5.
No.
For member services, press 6. To repeat these options, press star. Did you know you can now visit member services online to manage your membership? You can make payments, view and update your billing information, order a copy of your agreement, and much more. It's convenient, easy.
This is supposed to be 24 Hour Fitness, motherfucker.
You don't trust her. I treat her like a daughter. I taught her how to bust her nut. And he's determined.
No, fuck it. Hold it. 24 hours in my ass.
Them bitches, dude. They hammer your ass. I tried to get into one of their memberships, and they want $83 fucking dollars a month just to start out.
Holy shit.
$83.
Really? Dude, you could get a treadmill for that, and you get yourself a nice property like Tuck. Tuck has a nice property. You go do some cross country, you know? Talk you do some exercise.
Well, hell, you've got those bluegrass acres out there, man. I mean, that's the way to go. You don't need no damn treadmill, man. Just go out there with your camera, Shit, man, go out and bring back a whole sack full, baby. All right, sitting on that sack of seeds, right, Tuck?
So, chewing on a cattail.
So good.
Yeah. Tuck, how much property, how big is your acreage? Could you, like, in theory, walk around naked and no one would know?
Yeah.
Yeah? Why don't you start up, like, a swingers club, man? You get, like, a swingers club going on there and charge fees. Seriously, dude, if I had property like that,
you could
start like a swingers club.
have a prank call orgy down there.
What you could call that Russell Society
you get like a little shack.
Those are treats and all.
You get yourself
invite
a little
the dead.
Shack.
Make sure you invite the dead.
You get yourself a little shack out there. You get yourself a little bar, a pool, maybe
William
covered
Reich
pool.
Series going around.
Yeah, ATVs for
heads off about their orgasms.
ATVs,
their orgasms.
Yeah, you get yourself an above ground pool. You get yourself a couple hot tubs next to each other. Dude, and you just charge $20 for
it used to
each
be that way.
Couple.
There actually used to be, you know, a lifestyle like that.
Yeah.
That actually existed really not that long ago either.
Yeah, but I'm saying if I had that kind of property, that's what I would do. I wouldn't even get involved with it. Yeah. I'd just be like, just pay me to come in and get your fuck on.
You got a commune going,
yeah,
man.
Just, all you got to do is like, you got to provide like little condoms and little things of lube.
I think Gaskin, who ran off from San Francisco hippies and took some hippies with him. And started a hippie commune down here not too far from where I live.
Really?
Somerville, Tennessee. Just passed away recently.
Oh, really? He did?
But, tell them they have connections still up here in the Bay Area, brother. Yeah.
They're still there. You know.
Yeah, maybe you could start
they're
like...
Still, they were, the society is still thriving and doing, and they grow mushrooms now.
Amen. Well, Tuck, nice. There you go. Well, there is a opportunity for you,
like, you know,
to move in.
To feed the world.
Yeah, but there's an opportunity for you to take over. Since that guy died, here's a void you can fill. You know?
Oh, no. There's plenty of disciples that were there. Ready to
okay, so they've got continuity
dream.
Okay, that's still gonna go on. Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, never mind. All right. Well, let's go back to prank calls.
Listen here, scooter. Let her try to bag you. This mango's for you, mango. Put your happy under some type of spell, crying
dagger. My name on your back in a tattoo. Mango the cat.
Yeah, oh, mango cushy. That's a good gift right there, buddy.
Man, I'm happy we're doing this show. I'm having a good time. It's good having the two of you together with me. Been too long.
Yeah, Mona, thanks a lot, dude. I've been begging you for a while, man. I needed to get on and have some fun. I appreciate it.
Burger, burger, burger.
Thanks for coming back for a few minutes.
You got a burger. Big baby.
Oh,
big baby, huh?
Thank you for calling Little Two's. I'm chiming in and asked, would you like to try our original round or a deep dish pizza today?
Hey, big baby, how are you?
Huh?
What's going on, big baby? How you doing?
I don't know who this is.
My name is Eddie. I'm staying in town. I'm going to Disneyland, you know? I like looking at the things at Disneyland. Yeah. How you doing, big baby? I wanted to make an order.
We're going to ride Big Thunder.
Yeah. We're going tomorrow. We're going to go twice on Little Mermaid. She's like, fuck that.
Oh, we seem to have lost her. My goodness, connection seemed to drop there.
Fortunately, looks like we did lose her. Give it a sec for the plane to start this wreck right here. It ain't for she the didn't like Big Baby. They thought they saw the worst first from the team of G-Man who seen my nerds at first. All right, we're calling Spicy Ty. Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's how Milkman likes his girls, Spicy and Ty.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like him, I like him with curry, too. Yeah.
Have no fear of the ninja here.
Feeling like the ninja here from Jiggy Ninja here.
Let me help you.
Yeah, hi. Are you Spicy Thai?
Yes.
Oh, yeah? Are you Thai yourself?
Yes.
You're from Thailand?
Yes.
Oh, you know the king of Thailand?
Yes.
He's an asshole.
Why?
Because he's a stupid ass. He's a motherfucker, I found out. He's a homosexual and everything.
Really?
Yeah, he kisses little boys and he sleeps with the boys and he touches, he kisses their private parts.
Oh,
I don't think so. I don't know about it.
Yeah, the king of Thailand, he's a homosexual.
Really?
And a pervert, yeah.
Oh, I have not been in Thailand for a while, so I don't really know about it.
Isn't it really bad to say that about the king?
I think so.
Yeah, like what can they do to you? Do they spank you?
I don't know. I think we should respect
okay. the king. I want to make an order and one food.
Okay, what would you like? Is that for pickup or for delivery?
For pickup.
Okay.
One foo.
I'm sorry?
One foo.
I'm sorry?
Foo. Foo.
Foo? What is that?
Hello.
One foo.
What is that? One foo.
It's curry, coconut, milk, water, meat, heat.
Yes, what curry is that?
Foo. Foo. Foo.
Foo?
Foo.
What color? What is the color?
Fufu.
Fufu?
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Okay.
Thanks for holding. How may I help you?
Yeah, I want a fufu.
Bufu?
Fufu.
Tofu.
No, fufu. Fufu.
I don't think that we carry that, sir. Do you have any other name for that specific dish?
Maybe Happy Meat. Tuck will tell you. Tuck, Mr. Tuck.
Yeah, I think a 212 with Julie Newmark,
sir. Excuse me, I couldn't really hear you. Can you say that one more time?
I'm sorry. I think a 212 with Julie Newmark on the side.
Okay, yeah, we don't carry that.
You don't have Julie Newmar?
No, we don't. We don't carry that.
Okay. All right. Do you know, are you Thai yourself? Are you from Thailand?
No, but did you want to speak with somebody from Thailand?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on one second. Let me go ahead and get somebody Thai, okay?
Thank you very much.
Sure, hold on.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. How may I help you?
Hey, honey. How are you, baby?
Very good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Are you from Thailand?
Absolutely, yes.
You know the king of Thailand?
Yes. What happened?
He's an asshole.
I don't think so.
Yeah, he is. He's stupid, motherfucking asshole.
He is not.
I don't think that I'm going to talk with you anymore.
Why
Bye.
Why not? No, why not?
Okay. Don't listen to him. He's not.
He's not. He's not. Cocoa bread con queso. If you say so, it's a whole queso. They say we're a metal mask in case it's queso. He's on the flows. Again, it's a serious crime in Thailand to make fun of the king.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, yeah. It's like a felony here.
Oh, dear.
Oh, yeah.
Say hello if you never want to say hello. One of my international incidents is where we don't want to have.
Yeah, because we're calling Thai restaurants.
Right.
In California.
That one sounded like she had been here in the States for a while. The first one, she said, I don't know. And then the second one, she knew right away, buddy. How long did she last? 30 seconds?
Yeah, something like that.
They can there, dude. They can take them to prisons or something. That's what I heard somewhere.
Yeah, they'll totally.
They throw them in prisons or something.
Yeah.
They get scared. They
you don't want that. You don't want that.
Because their family's in concentration camps.
Yeah. They'll touch you.
So here.
They'll touch you and they're like, oh yeah, come here, little boy. Come here, little boy. Hey, come here, man. That's what they say. They're like, hey, come here, man. Yeah. Come sit on my lap, man.
What is that, Nambla?
Nambla. No, they cane you, isn't it?
Wait a minute, I'll tell you that.
Wasn't it the white guy that went over there and he was a little asshole and he spray painted
the
car?
Yeah, they caned
his
ass.
He spray painted
a
car and then they, and like even President President Clinton was trying to negotiate and they got him down from like 100 canings to like 40 or 10 or something stupid like that.
Canes ain't no joke, dude. They're not a paddle. Cane fucking slices when it fucking cuts, you know?
And they make you.
Canes ain't a joke.
And they hit you in the balls with it too, like in the back.
It's not, you know, you're running the hall, so you got in the, you know, you get paddling with the, you know, other teacher watching.
They get a lot of velocity because they're not very thick. They got a lot of impact, so they'll
fucking.
Well,
man.
I heard it. I saw an interview on 2020 after he had it done, and he said he could hear like a whooshing each time they did it. Like the guy was practicing it, and he heard a whooshing, and it. Mm-hmm. He was hitting a chair like to intimidate him. Shit.
I'd rather take a fucking paddle in myself, dude, because a fucking you can't move a paddle near as fast as you can move in that switch.
Yeah.
Fucking in that switch, man, probably be going close to speed of sound because the same idea is the way a whip works.
Yeah.
That crack you hear is the end of the whip actually going faster than the speed of sound. That's actually a miniature sonic boom. Mm. So it's the same principle, that real thin little like strong piece of shit hitting it to your ass. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Give me a paddle any day.
It's like the space shuttle landing. Yeah, man.
I'd rather take a fucking fist in, actually, man, because that would fucking hurt much less.
Oh, you would enjoy it more, probably, because you have a big asshole. Anyway, keep going. You're the one that said it, not me.
I set myself up.
You're the one that said it, you dummy. You're a broke dick dog.
Oh, shit, Goatsy, you got me, man.
All right, time for Peruvian food. Peruvians have big beef with the Colombians, so let's see if we can take advantage of them.
Is it Peruvian beef?
Yeah. Happy meat. Hey, how are you, honey baby?
Hello?
Hi, I'm from Colombia. I'm from Colombia. How are you? I'm from Bogota.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I don't want dirty Peruvian people making my food, you know?
Oh, okay.
How the staff that makes the food, where are they from?
The staff is Peruvian.
That's disgusting. I don't want him touching my food.
Okay.
Do you have a Mexican that works there that makes food also or anything? No. No. Didn't go anywhere. Of the weight till the villain bring deliverance from the dire straits, fire at a higher rate. Why debate the liars flying? Yeah, man, canes don't play, milkman. You're right. Try the straight
flies, if not, it's a serious weapon, dude. I mean, it's not a joke. I'm serious, man. I've been beat many ways, and no, I haven't taken pistol. I meant being punched in the fucking head with the fist, is what I meant.
Yeah, that's hard.
I've been punched in the head so many times, and it hasn't knocked me out yet. But I would rather do that than take a switcher. Them switches will cut the shit out of you.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, I'm calling City Gas and Wash. Let's see if they're open. Give him something to feel and soft to squeeze up. Roll with the pennant on the mic off the heezer. I'm sorry you were beat up. Sorry, milkman. But if I had a pot of sidewalk, I'm not. It's just you kind of just brought us down here.
I've been beat up. Word, dude.
My dad beat me. My dad beat me.
That was the best one I've heard in a while, too.
Hey, everybody, my daddy beat me. Now back to the show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, is this car wash?
No, we don't have car wash, sir.
It's City Gas and Car Wash.
I know, but we don't have car wash.
What happened to the wash?
They didn't open yet. Maybe few, sir.
Do you have vacuum?
Yeah, vacuum we have.
Yeah, I want to put my penis in it and turn it on. I'll stick my dick in the vacuum and fuck it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How much for me to use the vacuum for 10 minutes to fuck it? Fuck the vacuum.
I have no idea.
How many minutes lasts the vacuum?
I have no idea, sir.
Go turn it on and find out, motherfucker.
Please don't cursing me.
Son of bitch. Please don't cursing me. All right, we call back. Where you curse me?
I like that son of bitch.
Where you curse me?
I give you a price of coke.
Where you curse me? Son of bitch.
Hello. CDC put a 3.
Alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me why I should
get a kick out of brew. There's only one beer left. We're screaming all in our ears like we're deaf.
Yeah, hi, I'm calling from the corporate office. My name is Matthias Maxwell.
Yes?
Yeah, I need you to go ahead. We need to do a test of the generator there that we set up for you this week. Do you know where the power breaker is in the back room?
Oh, no, we don't have no generator. So.
No, we have it installed already. It was installed. Yes, it was.
Sorry, you know, I just work here. I'm only the sales associate.
Listen, motherfucker, there's a generator there.
You.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Bitch. Believe that guy? The nerf of that guy, right? God.
MC is a drink under the table like it's on me. Put it on my tag.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
He told her he lost it. She told him get off it in a bunch of other bullshit. Get money.
You fuck it.
Here's a place called Juan Pollo.
It's a bleed.
Juan Pollo.
Soon as you wake up.
One for you. Only one. It sounds like it's going to be a hell of a fucking price for it. Yeah. They're going to be splitting that up around everybody.
We only got one chicken left.
Yeah. One chicken to serve 10 people, huh?
Well, Jesus can multiply that. My name is Jesus.
Well, it's not fish, though.
Juan Pollo Santana?
Yeah, this is Juan Pollo.
Yes, Juan Pollo Santana. Uh-huh.
Juan Pollo, my name is Jesus. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I'm going to multiply the Juan Pollo into many pollos.
Oh.
So everyone can eat pollos, and my name is Jesus, and I will do it. I will pray to Satan, and I will make it happen. Satan, Lord, I ask you,
Satan, great Satan, to come and multiply the chickens into many chickens, so we can all eat our fill of chickens.
Yeah. My house for both of them.
Satan has commanded me to create 10 chickens for him.
No. Okay.
Yeah. Satan.
Okay. All right.
Much to die, not a piece of God. No, he's not too fly to ski in a ski's eye and squeeze a thigh. And maybe give a curve to feel the same way she feel it when he flow with nerves of steel. They call a super when it needs a black plumber fix.
All right.
The pack coming six. Whatever happened to 2 and 3?
Yeah.
What you doing, G? To make them have to get cut.
That's kind of scary.
Not for nothing.
All right. Here's one for Milkman, Hookah, and More Smoke Shop. Yeah. Their website is blogspot.com. Okay. Right.
What's that good stuff, man? The good stuff from Thailand, dude. I had. Oh, I.
Thai stick? Thai stick.
The best hookah there is. No, no.
Thai stick.
The next one.
No. Ask them what it is. It's the best shit.
Orange cracker.
Phuket or something. It's got a name. No. It's got a name. It's from Thailand, dude. It's the awesome, most awesome hookah material. They're out there.
Mahoho?
I don't know. I'll be honest.
Maybe it's Mahoho.
I can't remember the name of it, dude. I think it starts with a P. My friend was going to give me some, dude. It comes in like fruited flavors and different flavors. Oh. I mean, this shit is like potent.
Pussy.
No.
Pussy? No. You said flavors.
Ask the hookah guy. He'll know. If he's got good hookah shit, he'll know what I'm talking about.
He's not open.
It's from Thailand.
We're going to have to find another one that's open. Hello?
Hello? Sam?
Sam? Is this Sam?
Yeah.
Is Sam, does that mean Osama? Is that your real name?
No, I'm not Sam. I'm working in the Sam cell.
Oh, yeah? Do you know him? Do you like to touch and kiss him?
Oh, shit. Stupid. Forgot to ask him about the hookah material, by the way.
Wow, I can remember.
Does he need a roommate?
Yeah. I'm from Nepal.
Hi.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm from Nepal. He's like, fuck you.
Oh, wow.
That commanded a lot of...
It's like, fuck you, India.
Well, I had that commanded.
Indians fuck Nepal.
Well, that happened there.
Clunk.
It's more hardcore. I think Memory Lane Cleaners is open at this time in California, Mookman.
What is it?
Cleaners. A cleaners.
Cleaners.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We're at.
Santa Ana.
That's the lab's responsible. Santa Ana, I don't think so, dude. I mean, what time is it? It's already 7 o'clock. Not cleaners. I doubt it.
Oh, no. They don't have way pick up, man.
That's Southern California, I think, but I don't, it's not a real big place.
Huh?
Hello?
Oh, my God, you're open. Milkman was wrong. He's so stupid. You're open?
Oh, you call Memory Line Cleaner?
Yeah, I call Memory Line Cleaner. That's right.
Oh, yeah, we open. We close 7 o'clock.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going to come and masturbate over there on the clothes. And then you
8 minutes? 8 minutes?
Yeah. And then you clean up.
Can you come right now?
Yeah, and I'm going to masturbate on all my clothes, and then you have to
8 minutes.
Okay, your phone number?
948-2014.
2014.
Yeah, and then I'm gonna touch myself.
Oh, you have another phone number?
Yeah, penis. You know penis? You know what is penis?
Okay.
Do you know
8 minutes.
Do you know what penis is?
I don't know.
You don't know what penis is?
Anyway, this is not your number.
No, that's a different number.
Okay.
8 minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes.
8 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we close 7 o'clock. You come, you know, before 7, okay?
Okay, and then you're going to touch...
7 minutes.
You're going to touch my clothing? Touch them and kiss them? Oh. She's like, I don't know. She's like, yeah. What did you?
I was saying that because she was giving the time, so I was fucking with her head. Because then she said she started saying masturbation. Oh. She's gonna hang up.
I was wondering why you kept saying 8 minutes.
Because it was like 8 minutes till 7 right now. Oh, okay. That's what I was saying. It should be closed. You caught him just as they closed.
Okay, good. How y'all feeling out there? Good.
Well, actually, 8 minutes from now, I would have been right.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't 8 minutes from now. It was then now.
That's exactly right. Look at the good fortune of the 9th anniversary show. I hear in a madhouse and crazy bastards. Yeah. That's why you're the generalissimo of the madhouse, and I'm just Mir Kiyomori.
You were under the impression it was 8 minutes from now, and it wasn't, Milkman. So
it was time warp.
It's
exactly.
It's a Pyrrhic victory, to be honest with you.
2006 time warp.
It was 2006. What up, Klingon? Motherfucker.
And on the wheels of steel. So y'all know I got my man Poncho holding me down on the 1 and 2. Give it up for my brother Poncho.
No doubt.
My other twin brother from another mother. Y'all can see the resemblance.
See the resemblance?
You know what I mean?
Straight twins.
And I am on the microphone.
No answer, man.
Super motherfucking villain. But all my peoples call me Doom. And so we all people
there
here.
Is only one.
Skip the formality. You know, hey, one more thing, yo. For any of y'all that contributed to the food drive on a serious note, yo, much love. Like,
this is serious.
There's a lot of children out there that go to bed hungry every evening.
Yeah.
Now, if I look at it like this, we rock these shits every week, you know what I mean? One a week. And we brought in mad pounds of food, yo.
200 pounds of food
every night. And I think we rocking it right now. This is the biggest crowd. So, New York, give it up for yourself for contributing to that food drive.
Thank you for contributing.
It makes a difference, yo.
No doubt.
You know?
Oh, man!
Beef rack. Pillage of getting teeth cast. Or even a reef of all deuce. Want some grief, bro?
Oh, shit.
I suggest a change of diet. To high blood pressure if you try, or even a stroke, heart attack, heart disease.
Well,
it ain't no starting back. Was
all. Yeah, are you open?
Yeah.
Oh, how many pizza comes into spaces?
How many what?
How many spaces come into pizza? I mean, I'm sorry.
How many spaces?
Yeah.
There is no space in a pizza.
there's no space at all, then what do you, how do you supposed to eat it? That's ridiculous. Don't be ignorant.
I don't.
Don't be ignorant, sir.
How many spaces come in a pizza?
Yeah. Can you ask a man to see?
There isn't any man here.
Oh, okay. There's no men there at all?
No.
Oh, okay. So what would you say then? How many spaces?
Spaces or slices?
Spaces!
There is no spaces in pizza.
Don't be stupid ignorant. Put someone else on the phone.
Okay, hold on.
Stupid ignorant. That's a weird voice you're doing now. Oh my god. Hello. Hello. No. Alright, music.
You start to squeeze. Take the easy way out, phony. I told them they know they would be talking that baloney in the
hanging up and calling back.
Don't discuss in front of self as I discuss this. They talk about the shit, they ain't never seen a justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. Two batteries, some pillow, and some foil here boiling. You be better off a PC glued. And it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood. Every week is mystery me. See what it's doing.
What about a pizza? Home of the spaceless pizza?
Yeah, what do you mean?
We have no spaces on our pizza.
But you said it was home of the spaceless pizza.
The spaceless pizza.
A spaceless pizza?
Correct.
Oh, that's pretty, that's like a new kind of style, or it's spaceless. That's interesting. I wonder how do you guys get around the whole okay, issue fine. With the spaces? No, he doesn't want to say. It's a secret. Trade secret. All right, Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt. Tutti Frutti on Rudy.
And a new concept.
Blah, bop, blue, bop, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Tutti Frutti, how can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to make an order. One yogurt?
You can't order.
I command you to take my order.
Is this a prank call?
No.
Can we suggest?
What was that?
Can we suggest? If we can't order, can we just suggest?
She didn't like the sound of that.
That's not.
We can't be suggested.
Can't order, can't suggest anything either.
Is this a prank call?
What were you supposed to do there then?
It's gorgeous, drop dead joints, hit the whips like bird shit. They need it like a hole in their head or a throwy tip. A bra smell, his parts say, all hell, barred from all bars and cooked out the Carvel. Keep a cooker where the jaw fell.
What happened? Why'd you hang up?
How can I help you?
I wanted to have some questions answered, I guess, since I can't make an order for a yogurt.
Okay, where are your questions?
The yogurt itself, how many calories come per container machine?
I can't give you that. I don't know.
Oh, it's a big fucking secret?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, all right.
And I don't have time for this.
How many spaces come in it?
I don't have time for this. I have a job to get back to.
Spaceless.
I command you to tell me.
Oh, you can't command me.
I just did.
Airspace.
Well, I did. You can't just say I can't. La 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 la. I already did, so now you have to.
How old are you? Go get a life.
Oh, 35. Mm-hmm. She's got a point.
On that. What's up,
boy? See, hooker, that's off the hook like Marbell. Top bleeding, baby fella took the loaded raw deal.
Oh my god.
Top feeding babies colored sugar-coated large squares. The odd pair swears with God fear. Even when it's rotten, you got him through the hard years. He wrote this note around New Year's. Off a couple of shots and a few tears. Enough about me.
All right, it's call about the next beef. One.
Not about the
here's a taco place.
A rhyming cannibal who's just a killing cynical. Whether it's the animal, it's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to move the crowd like an old Eagles pizza. 4 mil to a commercial for Mellow Yellow. Tell him devil hell no, sell your own jello. We holler pills, she swallow pills, he swallow feet, call it
three.
Hey, is this Taco, motherfuckers?
No, it's not. It's a Burger King.
Oh, okay. I want to make an order.
Okay.
Okay, one taco, fish taco.
We don't have fish.
Oh, no? One chicken?
Okay.
Okay, one beef?
Okay.
One foo?
What kind of beef?
One foo.
What kind of beef?
Hot beef.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay, one happy meat?
We don't have happy meal?
Todd, go ahead and order it, because he's stupid. He doesn't understand.
We order a big fish happy meat.
Do you have that one?
Yep.
Okay, one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then how long after I have the taco until I have to take a shit in the toilet?
Maybe 3 minutes.
Okay, so then can I use your toilet there?
Yeah, okay. Why not?
And then can you bring the food to me to the toilet?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll have my pants down sitting on the toilet?
Mm-hmm.
And then you give me...
You're going to bring some Sprite, too.
Some Sprite?
Uh-huh.
No, I like Diet. Diet Coke.
Okay, Diet Sprite.
You have Diet Sprite? Sprite Zero?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Good, all right. Okay, so then I'll eat it and then I'll shit in the toilet.
Huh?
Do you have that, Happy Meat?
Yep.
Okay, do you have stupid Mexican?
You want the regular or double?
Double, motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah, you fucking asshole, and then I want you to come into the toilet with me and sit on the toilet, and I'm going to tie your arms and your legs. I'm going to tie your arms and your legs with no clothes on you. And I'm going to urinate on you.
One with cheese?
Yeah, uh-huh, and then I'm going to urinate on you.
Okay.
I'm going to pee.
How about some avocado?
Avocado? Yeah, okay.
A little salsa,
yeah.
No salsa, sour cream?
I have sour cream. I have the sour cream.
Okay.
I make it.
Oh, you have the sour cream?
I make it. I make it for you.
Okay, make it for your friend.
Okay, and for you, too. I'm going to put it in your asshole.
Okay, you can have a couple of that.
Okay, and your mother.
There's no limits. Huh? There's no boundaries.
And your mother?
Mira, el barco de la madre.
Yeah, la madre, el barco de la madre.
Your mother's friend?
No, el barco de la madre.
Oh, el barco.
De la madre.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
el barco de la madre.
So you're going on a tour?
Yeah, I'm going to put your madre on the barco. I'm going to chew her. I'm going to fuck.
Okay.
I'm going to chinga tu madre.
Make sure that it's on the
thing. The barco de la
chinga tu madre, says Dialer.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I give the nicest, sweetest,
finished?
Goodest back rubs.
No, not yet.
Are you finished?
No, not yet, baby. Talk to
not
me.
Yet? Okay.
Talk to me. Make keep sexy coming. Talking so I can be finished.
Eat the order back.
You want hot dogs too?
That's the conversation.
What?
He has to get on the phone.
You want hot dogs too?
People.
Hot dog soup?
Get off. It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, sure. And meatball soup.
And meatball soup, okay. That's it?
How much is that?
99 cents.
Oh, yeah. Chinga tu perro.
Uh-huh. Cheaper for you.
Chinga tu perro.
Okay, have a nice day, man.
Chinga madre. Puta madre.
Read the order back, please.
Oh, man. Dialer. Dialer's in the in the chat.
I was hoping
chinga,
he could read
chinga
the order back. I just couldn't get it out.
Oh, my God. That's funny. That was some funny shit, man.
Hot dogs and meatballs.
Said hot dog
what
soup.
What is wrong
funny.
With these people? What is wrong with
I
that
love,
guy?
Dude,
he was going to charge 99 cents. That's way too much.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've made hot dog soup. It's so good, man. Oh, my God. Hot dog soup?
Tell me the ingredients, please.
No,
I've never had it. Puerto Rican some. Hot dog soup. But
no,
I know
some.
Hot dog is actually part of the Puerto Rican diet because actually we had it on a lot of things. She used to buy them little weenies.
Yeah.
Slice them up and
salchichas.
Put them in like the...
Yeah,
okay. And I can remember what they're called.
Salchichas, and you put them in the rice. Yeah. Yeah,
that's good. That's it. That's right. Yeah.
Or
Vienna sausages.
Is
you had
it.
Shitloads of them.
Yeah, Vienna sausages and the rice. You do that. Yeah, that's poor people.
I couldn't remember
people.
What she called them, man. But the, yeah, exactly. You make hot dog soup with those?
No, well, yeah, you can make it with those, or I would just use hot dogs and cut them up. And you put like a can of tomato soup and then whatever seasonings you got.
I was going to say, you want to use some type of tomato, right? I knew you was going to say that. I had to.
Can of tomato soup and tomato sauce, rather.
And then what, sofrito?
You can put some sofrito in there. You can put some garlic, some adobo. You can.
I was going to say a little bit of adobo. What's there, sazon?
You could put some sazon. Yeah, you can. You can cut up some yucca or some potatoes and put
yuca.
Them in there.
Oh, yeah, yucca. Oh, shit. Now you're killing me.
You can put
me,
in
man.
A few.
I want real Puerto Rican yucca, man.
You can cut up some onions and put them in there, too, if you want, if you got them. Oh, yeah, man. We do a lot.
No. Now you got me thinking about it again, man. Puerto Rican yucca, dude, man. I love that shit. And oh, the other one, green fig.
Green fig.
And pasteles. I miss pasteles, too.
Yeah, pasteles are good, man. Yep.
Oh. Okay, you're killing me now. Coquito. Man, she made the best coquito.
Yeah, man. Rum. Good rum. You gotta use Don Q. Don Q rum. That's the one to use, man.
Dude, I forget. She put all that stuff in there, man. I think what is the one? Ponce Cuba. You can use Ponce Cuba in there. There's different ones. You ever had Ponce Cuba?
Anyway.
The real tall like bottle of liqueur. It's got cream in it. It's kind of, it would be almost like similar to what would be like Bailey's, except it doesn't have whiskey. It has rum and cognac in it.
Okay. Cognac.
You know what I'm talking about? Ponce Cuba?
Nah, Ponce Cuba? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's... Yeah.
It's really good. Yeah, they make it in like, Curacao, I think, is where it comes from. But she put that shit in there and some other type of eggnog and mix all that shit up, man, to make it fucking like coquita, dude. It was whack bomb good.
Okay, good. All right, here's a Burger King. So I haven't talked to one of these guys in a while. Yeah. Well, I love a Burger King. Nice Burger King Whopper. Oh, nice.
Order a triple. They're not on the menu, but they'll still make them.
Yeah, they'll make them. Yeah, they used to be on the menu. They take them out. They'll still make it. They just have to hit a button.
Oh, they still make it. I get that. I used to get the Volcano triple.
Oh, man. Dude, the Angry Whopper is so fucking good with the
jalapeno. That's the one. That's the one I ordered, but they quit making that one.
Oh, man. The Angry Whopper is so good. It'll be back in the summer. I mean, in the fall. That's when it comes out.
They got something else now.
Or the spring. I forget. The Angry Whopper comes every spring, I think. They always have something new going on. Oh, they got the long cheeseburger now, I think, right? Don't they? It's got like...
Changed it, and I didn't like the change because I was a little bit disappointed.
It's basically a longer burger that fits on the chicken sandwich bun, the long one, you know what I'm talking about? They put it on that, and they put onion rings on it and barbecue sauce.
See, I'm not down with barbecue sauce guy. I'm not much of that for my burgers. I never was.
Well, the guy that I watched, Dame, he gave it a really good review. I think he did. I think he gave it a 5. All right. I'm up on my fast food, man. Let me see.
There you go.
I
always just like, even rallies started a long time ago, putting like, you could get barbecues up, but it's usually too sweet. That's why I never really like it.
Yeah, let me look up Dame Drops. Let me see his recent one. I swear to God, he had this recently.
Speaking of all this food talk, and it's hitting 9 o'clock where I live,
I might go
grab a bowl of something real fast while you take this phone call, cool?
Okay, sounds good.
Munchie break.
See ya. Oh, dude, Milkman Wendy's has a double Baconator out right now. I didn't know that. Holy shit, that's gonna be massive.
I had the number 5 Baconator.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I don't like the new Wendy's, man. They downsized the fucking burgers.
And the fries suck.
All this, like, everything looks like it reminds me. I looked at the menu, man, last night. I haven't been there in probably, like, more than 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, you know, ever since I lost weight and shit. I don't hardly do it. Anyway, I just wanted to get a Frosty, and I went over there, and the menu looks like an iPhone. It looks just like a fucking iPhone. I couldn't figure out anything on the menu. I had to look, you know, all the pictures were gone and everything, and I was like, what the I mean, it's just colors.
Right.
And then, like, all the cups and everything have all turned orange. It used to be yellow, right? Everything's like blood orange now.
Yeah.
And then
they're redesigning them all.
Was smaller.
The one by my...
The number five Baconator was smaller than, like, a regular McDonald's hamburger. I swear to God.
The one by my work is all...
Did I get the right order?
The one by my work is all redone. Like, they got all this lettering on the side of the walls now and shit.
Yeah, and their new sales pitch is quality. It keeps saying quality is our recipe.
You know,
dude, everything was downsized, man. I was like, not impressed. I was like, pissed because that burger deal there, it was like, it was like $8.
Before the game, please excuse the
just for the fucking burger and like something to drink. I was like, huh?
Uh-huh.
The little son of a bitch was like smaller than a fucking. It was smaller than a regular McDonald's hamburger.
All right, well, listen
I
to
love
this.
McDonald's
listen,
hamburgers.
Here's Burger King's the review of the Burger King extra large barbecue cheeseburger. That's what it is.
Well,
listen,
fine about that bacon until I put mine down for a -5 experience.
Hey, well, you know, let me go slide up to the spot and see what's happening. Now, before I go in, let's just break this down the proper way. I'm gonna chop it in half. You know, put the hand on the halfway mark. That looks like a regular cheeseburger. Alright, I can't be a true hater. I could be a hater of that beef game, though. Why is that meat extra small, B? What? Boop, 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 boop. Where's the beef? I have myself a fried onion ring, barbecue sauce, more onion rings, more barbecue sauce, a little bit of that cheese, get some of that cheese up in there. But, Burger King, come on, Daddy, come on, what is this? This is looking real weak in the streets right now, but you know,
the meat is.
I'm
small.
Not here to judge a book by its cover. Let's find out what the flavor game is all about.
I'm so happy to be here. Woo!
You're like Dame. How big is this thing? Basically, I have a hot dog bun, mini burgers, onion rings, and some cheese, man. Burger King. For $3.59, Burger King, I feel a little robbed, B. I feel a little robbed for $3.59. This should have been on a dollar menu. I can't lie to you. All right, your beef game is a sloppy copy. Don't call to come back. This is straight butt nasty.
Yeah.
Be like, it's almost like your barbecue sauce gave me instant stank breath. Look, if you're going on a first time date, don't take it to Burger King trying to order one of these bad boys. What is inside your barbecue sauce? Oh, man, you know what? I was already upset about this raggedy meat. And I'm going to tell you right now, BK, your meat game on this one is extra raggedy. I don't know who's supplying you, but your supplier is cutting it up. Yeah, your supplier is cutting it up. Get you some real beef, all right? Do something. I remember your cheeseburgers back in the day were bangers. Maybe the regular cheeseburger is still a banger. But whatever raggedy beef this is, for your extra long BBQ cheeseburger? Nah, money. Nah, not at all. Nope. The onion rings were okay. They were fried, but they were lying to me because they weren't extra crispy. How you got, yeah, I said it, how you got soft fried onion rings?
Right? That's bullshit, right? Bullshit. So there you go,
man. All are doing it, man. Wendy's has done this whole downsizing bullshit and raised the fucking price.
Fuck it. Remember they did that with the sodas and I got so mad when they took the
I don't know, dude.
The packs
I mean,
of soda.
I was really, really pissed, yeah, like I said. Like I feel like he said, man. Like, when I seen that thing, it's smaller than a fucking regular McDonald's burger for $1, and I paid, like, what, $8 for that combo, and I was like, you know what, motherfuckers, I ain't coming up here again.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that's done with. So that's the review of that sandwich.
I don't need to frost that bad away.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man!
I should queue up some of that and play it for a Burger King and see what happens.
They all need to recheck, man, really. Seriously, man. They need to recheck and take a look, man, because I know there's something new kind of promotion game going on.
They're
changing their look and, you know, and their ads and shit. But quality means less product, so that's why you don't get as much fat, because you get less for your money. That's why it's less fat, man. The ship's fucking wrapper was probably at least $4 of that whole meal.
Yeah. They're using a whole a box and like a double wrap thing now that they're doing. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, this is just a raggedy ass little piece of paper.
Raggedy ass. That's a new thing to say about fast food. Raggedy ass.
You know, talking about a wax paper, that one corner you fold it says BK, you know, another corner says cheese. Next says fish burger.
Yeah.
That thing. That old 900-year-old operation.
Yeah.
That's what they threw at me. Held a bag, and that right there was probably $4 of the whole meal.
Ew. Well, that doesn't sound right. That's way little. Is Tuck back? Tuck, did you come back yet, sir?
Well, if you spend $8, man, seriously, no. For a number 5 baconator, I was like seriously expecting, like, dude, I was going to be full.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's all expensive.
Now. It wasn't even a snack. Seriously, man. I mean, you remember how big McDonald's hamburgers, the new downsized models are. They're smaller than that.
No, no answer there.
In the bullpen, so disgusting. Part of self as I discuss this. They talk about the shit, they ain't never seen the justice. Bust this like a cold milk from out the toilet. 2 batteries, some Brillo, and some foil. He'll boil it. You be better off with PC glued, and it's a feud, so don't be in no TV mood. Every week is mystery me.
All right, we're calling Hawaii now. Here's a Burger King.
He was a master to cover the raw flesh.
Trying to play some of the audio from Dame Drops' negative review of the Hawaii of the Hawaiian burger. The fucking what is it called? The extra long barbecue.
From all bars and kicked out the Carvel.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah, whatever it was, dude. I mean, I'm feeling it, dude. I'm sympathizing with him, because if that's the game he's getting on their side, it's the same shit they're pulling right over the street here at Wendy's. They're all pulling this, like, fucking cheap out deal. Introducing all this and cutting them back all the good food we had and giving the smaller portion that's a lot less quality product for your money and higher prices that you've been paying.
We want the
fat. Downsize it all and keep that high price. Fuck that. I ain't going up there again.
We need the fat.
If I want $3 worth of bag, I'll go over here to a, you know, 99-cent store and get a whole roll of them.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, listen, I'm about to try the Burger King extra long cheeseburger. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Basically, I have a hot dog bun.
Hello?
Mini burgers, onion rings, and some cheese, man. Burger King.
Could you even hear it? Could you hear it? Could you hear it?
Good barely? Concept. We got to set it up, man. That's a good concept.
Did you even hear it? Could you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She got like.
But she didn't catch you telling her what you were setting it up for.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's what happened.
I should have just played it. It's fine. I'll just buy it. Oh, bye. I'll call another one.
Yeah, call another man. Just set it up for a second. That way they'll be listening. Because she didn't know what was going on, I don't think. I'll shut up, too.
Yeah, you shut up. You shut up,
I'll
man.
Mute it.
Shut up, Mom. All right, here's a different one.
Hello, thank you for calling Burger King. This is James Maltew.
For $3.59, Burger King, I feel a little robbed, B. I feel a little robbed. For $3.59, this should have been on the dollar menu. I can't lie to you. All right, you.
Yeah, I don't think they can hear it. Even, I think that's what the problem is. It's they can't hear it. That sucks. Oh well. I tried this once before and it didn't.
They can hear it. I just don't know that the audio is not queuing up. They're not linking in to, you know, what you're saying. They're just answering the phone and then all of a sudden, quickly, there's another somebody on there talking.
Hello? Hello?
This game is a sloppy copy.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there? Can you hear my friend?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, how can I help you?
Listen to him.
I'm so sorry.
I'm very angry. I don't like the food.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't know. This isn't working out. It's not working out. You can't hear shit, all right? So go to hell. Bye. Go, hang up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done with you. Go hang up.
But who cares? Enough about me.
Okay, bye. Not about the streets or who's whatever. A rotten cannibal who's so stupid he can hang up the phone. He still left it off the phone.
It's a miracle how he gets so lyrical and proceed to.
Oh, she'll come back. If I let him, he'd come back. There he goes, finally.
Tell the devil, hell no, sell y'all own pills. She swallowed pills. He swallowed three, called $3 bills.
Tuck back yet, Mr. Tuck.
Y'all a pill. Dig the rail. It's how the big ball is a deal.
I'm getting ready to end things. I only wanted to go to around 10 o'clock, 10:30 at the latest. And I'm airing, I'm leaving early. So I guess we're done. Hey, Milkman, you want to take us out of here just like them old-time motherfucker?
All right, man, sure. What, we lose our man, Tuck?
Maybe he'll come back. He said he was going to get some food.
He said something, get something to eat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, man. Oh, all right, D. Hey, wow, this is fucking exciting, man. This has been a hell of a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. I hope everybody enjoyed as much as I did the 9th anniversary show, dude. I mean, it's like impromptu, dude. It's off the cuff. It's just like totally disorganized. You know what? It's totally madhouse, man. Like it and love it, man, because that's just the way we roll some days, man. I want to thank all our friends out there, all our enemies, especially all you, fuck you, too. You're still welcome to listen and envy and hate all you want. We love all of you, too, right?
Yeah, because motherfucker.
Right, we did it right.
Yeah, insurgents.
Here in the fucking madhouse. That's right.
Yeah.
We do this every week and every chance we can, and every time you don't expect us to, we're going to do it right here, free. That's right, man. We drop the dime. We just ask you to give the time. Bring your friends, bring your enemies to all fucking hell of a bunch of you. Because we don't care, man. You ain't stopping the madhouse, man, because we got it right here, man. You're all welcome in the madhouse. Fuck all of you that ain't. Because you're still welcome. I love you, man. Thank you, man. Everybody, you know what I'd do without you. Saving lives one show at a time, brother. I'll tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
I've been really waiting for this one, and I appreciate it, man, because you just spared many, many lives out there, man, because like there was so much pent-up fury here built up that it was overdue. Thank you a lot, brother.
And you're
man.
A drunk driver.
You're feeling better.
Yeah, thank you. Well, everyone, I wish Tuck was here. Tuck, thank you. For being on. I'm cool. Oh, man. Excuse me. Eating some walnuts.
What do you got? Pizza? Is that what you got?
He was eating some raw walnuts, man.
Raw walnuts? That's not very fucking pizza. Give me some, dude. I'll give you some of this mango kush. Give me a handful of that.
Oh, yeah. Some orange cough, too. Yeah, man. All right. So, thank you, Milkman. Thank you, Tuck, for joining. I wish you could come back in time, but no. Thank you, Jen. Thanks to everyone who's listened for these 9 years, and we'll do another 9, maybe. Thank you. Next year, we'll do something big for our 10-year anniversary. Thanks to Brad and PLA for letting me be on there. Thanks to Big Ted Webb.
Thanks, Brad, man. Love you, B.
Ted Webb and Blue Planet Prank Radio, thanks for that.
Oh, my main man. I miss you, Ted.
And that's. Thanks everyone else who's helped out. Tabachi and Slaw,
Jane Stewart,
Dwight, Jen, everyone that's helped out in the last year.
Dwight, yeah, you crazy bastard. Oh, one thing, man. Just let me shout out, dude. I don't know how or where, or what the fuck, man. Man, I would just out my MST3 Clay, man. My old buddy, man. Thanks a lot, bro. I know. As long as you're out there, man, things are good, brother. Take care.
Yep.
And Nunu, fuck you, yo.
Yeah, and Nunu and Lonesome, I guess. We can thank those two bastards.
You old bastard. Man. I love you still, you old bastard.
Okay, we're done. Thank you. Bye. Yeah, I did.